That was wonderful PR speak. I like that. Bob Wachowski, it's a pleasure. They definitely don't have the best experts because they haven't got you on side. He's a brand expert, PR guru. I'm far too much of a cynic. Thank you for joining us, Mark. Joined now by, Mr. Cynic himself, Mr. John Holmes. No. Don't you think this is tacky and horrible?
Well, yes. I mean, which particular names get you, which one isn't most annoying?
Sir is just completely unacceptible as a boy's name. Worse, I suppose, as a girl's name.
I'm not
a big fan of the apples and all that nonsense.
Oh no. When I was at school, there was a kid who was the seventh child, and it's like they ran out because they called him Seven, and that was his name.
Oh,
so they just ran out of ideas after six.
I quite like. There are lots of countries actually. Places like France. I think actually an awful lot of European countries. They actually have laws about what you can call your kid.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm all in favour. How do you get away with John?
A fun. You see.
What's happening on your show?
What's happening? Well, David Arnold, he's got two first names. He, the composer of Bond films and the like, he's coming in to talk about, he's going to do Casino Royale live with an orchestra at the Albert Hall. So he's coming in to talk about
I thought you were going to say, you're not going to get an orchestra
in here. I want an orchestra in here. Bring them on.
Not much fun for the cellists.
And there's a game of band, because Donald Trump, of course, did the wrestling tweet. So we're going to have a game of band or wrestler.
Excellent. As long as everyone keeps all their clothes on, that's all fine by me. I'm not having any little wrestling leotards in this studio, not having seen your production
team.
That's just for the Christmas party. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned for John Holmes after the news at 1 o'clock.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangified for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a Towie Tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
Internet and calls costing too much, minions?
Ugh, blammock.
Don't worry, you won't believe what you can get for £20 a month with Sky. There's super fast Sky Fibre.
Sky Piper.
And Sky Talk evening and weekend calls. Plus new Sky Talk Shield. All for just £20 a month, including line rental for 18 months. And better yet, it's exclusively for our Sky TV customers. With just £19.95 setup fee, it's such good value, you'd be bananas to miss it. Sky. Believe in better. Available in Sky Fibre areas. New 18-month contracts. Check speeds at sky.com. Sky Fibre 25 gig monthly usage cap. Activate Sky Talk Shield online. Further T's and C's apply.
A wise man once said, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. And that's especially true when it comes to making a PPI claim, particularly now the deadline for claims has been announced. So do something. Text PLEASE to 60777 and then let the claims guys do their thing. A free search to discover if you ever had PPI. What have you got to lose? One thing's for certain, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. So text PLEASE to 60777 and let the claims guys do the rest.
The claims guys.
New boilers, please.
You can now buy a new boiler from British Gas with 0% interest for 2 years.
15 lot.
But hurry, this offer will only be around until the 31st of July.
30 lap.
And don't forget, all British Gas boilers come with a 5-year warranty.
40 lap.
So for a new boiler with interest-free credit, search British Gas New Boiler.
Game, set and match, British Gas.
Conditions apply. We're a credit broker offering products from a panel of lenders. Credit subject to status.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock on a Monday. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, teen admits stabbing girl to death, nurses quitting the NHS, and that Trump video.
Talk Radio.
A teenager has admitted killing a 7-year-old girl on a playing field in York. Katie Ruff was stabbed to death in January. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
The 16-year-old girl was appearing in court via video link alongside her solicitor. When asked how she'd plead to a charge of murder, she wrote her answer on a piece of paper. The solicitor then told the court she denied murder, but pleaded guilty to manslaughter by diminished responsibility. That was accepted by prosecutors. Katie was found with severe stab wounds lines in a field behind houses in Woodthorpe and York, but died in hospital.
Boris Johnson has refused to confirm reports he's the latest cabinet member pressing for public workers to be given bigger pay rises. Meanwhile, new figures reveal more nurses and midwives are leaving than joining the profession, with many citing working conditions and pay. German police say they believe 18 people have died on a burning bus on a motorway in Bavaria. 48 people were on board the coach when it crashed into a lorry and burst into flames. CNN has accused Donald Trump of encouraging violence against reporters. It's after the US president tweeted a video of him wrestling a man with the broadcaster's logo superimposed on his face. A White House aide says it shouldn't be seen as a threat. Professor of US politics Scott Lucas has told Talk Radio it can't be dismissed as a lighthearted clip.
I think a White House staff member arranged for this with Trump. The White House has been saying how pleased they are with this. And if that is the case, this isn't just simply Trump going off his head. This is an organized White House campaign going after to try to break the U.S. media in what I think is probably the most serious clash since the Watergate period.
And former soap star Stephanie Davis has been arrested on suspicion of grievous bodily harm. Police were called to a hotel where the ex-Hollywood actress was staying last night.
Thanks, Victoria.
That's all right, John.
Thanks for that. Normally you end on a sort of light-hearted... And finally,
yes.
But that didn't happen there, did it?
That was celebrity news.
Well, not uplifting though, was it?
I'm sorry I didn't uplift you.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
How was your weekend?
It was lovely, thanks. How was yours?
Great. Did you do anything interesting?
No. Got a pedicure.
Did you?
Do you like my toes?
I don't want to see those. Put that down.
No.
Put that away.
No.
Don't show me your toes within the first minute of a radio programme.
I'm really proud of it.
Fucking...
It's a nice orange shade.
Yes. I don't... That was unnecessary. Right, okay, good. Put some shoes on, for heaven's sake.
I'm wearing shoes!
Yeah, but they're all...
Open-toed. Mm. But my feet are nicer than your feet.
We're not having a foot off.
Good. That'd be weird.
Anyway, so if anyone does hit you this afternoon, that's Donald Trump's fault, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's called
it
for violence against journalists.
Yep.
I mean, not that I would bracket you a journalist or something.
Apparently, it's not a threat, though. It's not a threat. It's not inciting violence against journalists.
All right.
So don't hit me, please.
I'm not going to hit you.
Well, I don't know who might.
All right. I mean, there's no shortage of people who probably want to, but it's not going to happen. Right, so...
The weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
One or two showers, but otherwise dry and fine for most. Highs of 25 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria.
You're welcome, John.
Now, here's Ben with his pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. In what could be the most talked about transfer of the summer, TalkSport understands Everton want to bring Wayne Rooney back to Goodison Park. We're told it's inevitable that Rooney will return to the Toffees. Meanwhile, Michael Keane's having a medical at Finch Farm ahead of his move from Burnley. Aston Villa will unveil new signing John Terry in the next hour. The former Chelsea and England captain will sign a one-year deal with an option for a second. Former Blues coach, now Swansea boss Paul Clement told TalkSport, Terry he's made a sensible choice.
Aston Villa are a very good club. They've got a good manager. They've got nice infrastructure there. And I think he's getting that balance between wanting to continue to play at a good level, but at the same time not wanting to pull at his heartstrings, really, because it was difficult for him leaving Chelsea.
To Wimbledon, and on day one, Andy Murray begins his title defence on centre court against Alexander Bublik. Finally, rugby. All Black scrum half Aaron Smith says games like the third test against the Lions are what you play rugby for. Lions versus All Blacks, the third test decider, is live on TalkSport on Saturday morning from 7. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed, Ben, who, by the way, also had his toenails done as well. He's just showed me them. They're lovely. They're pre-recorded. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And now let's do a Monday programme.
Talk Radio.
The 11th of July is Amazon Prime Day, an epic day of deals on everything you're into. Are you a fan of sports and fitness? Then you won't want to miss the 11th of July. Hungry for some foodie deals? The 11th of July is sure to satisfy. And if you're a tech-obsessed fashionista that loves pets and gaming, we'll definitely see you on the 11th of July. Amazon Prime Day, exclusively for Prime members. Sign up today at amazon.co.uk.
call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then talk radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good it to you, as indeed we are not, due to strict Ofcom guidelines, being held under lock and key by New Zealand Customs.
Okay, that's fine.
I've got a pet crocodile.
Or you can search the hashtag MinerOnNews. You're a rock.
Tell us about this Weetabix story. I've actually just spent all the donations from the Just Giving page on a holiday.
The cost has gone up 76% this year to date.
Lithium is also a rock song.
By Nirvana.
Yeah, they're fighting against the Kardashians, who...
Well, that's why I'm writing for the One Show.
The likes of Lineker and Lily, brackets Alan, do not ring 999 unless you have a genuine emergency. BJ and the Dudley Accent.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a giant, it will twist the very fabric of nature.
So then, as Donald Trump... Hello, by the way, good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. And as Donald Trump tweets a video of himself wrestling a man with CNN for a head to the ground. I mean, literally, how has he got time to even make that, Donald Trump? All right. So over the weekend, okay, I had to mend a toilet seat, play with the children, take some cardboard to the tip, right? I didn't even look at Twitter particularly. Didn't have time for doing that. Now, Donald Trump has got to find a way for 22 million Americans not to lose their health care following the Congressional Budget Office's findings, right? He's got to ban some more Muslims from entering the US, and that takes ages. And he's got to argue with his own home states that they're refusing to cooperate with his Commission on Voter Fraud. You can't do that in 5 minutes. So then find half an hour to pay some Russian prostitutes to wee on him. I don't know how he's got the time, I really don't, to tweet all these tweets and stuff and make that video of the man with CNN for a face. Doctoring an old video of him wrestling a man to the ground. I know he's got his critics, Donald Trump, and, you know, we've been among them, but you can't argue that he's not good at managing his time. I mean, it took ages to make that CNN face thing. I didn't even have time to walk the dog this weekend.
Oh,
I know. Oh, look, in the time it's taken me to just say that, Donald Trump's made another video. Set another 7 tweets, he made another video. Let me just switch it on the phone, just watch it. Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, it's that alleged video that the Russian government have of those prostitutes weeing on him. And it's really clever, because what Donald Trump's done is he's changed his own head and fat orange tummy to CNN logos. So now it looks like the prostitutes are weeing on the news. He's got in for them, hasn't he? So clever, isn't he? Anyway, hello. As I previously mentioned, it is Talk Radio. It is a Monday afternoon. We are here between 1 and 4 o'clock on the weekdays. It's what we do. I'm John Holmes. Hello. And here's what we're squirting at you from inside of your radio today, then. Let's consult the show menu. Headline Hijack is on the way. That's the first hour. That's what we do. We invite you to make up news stories for insertion into the news bulletin that Victoria has at 2 o'clock. She has a mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
It says the news. And in the news at 2, it will say a news lie. An utter untruth. A fake news, Donald. But we'd like you to make it up, please. And get it in there. The lines are open. Here's the number. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's the way. We're taking them now. There's also the Diversity Paper Review on the way. Makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Of course it does. I believe we could be up for an award for it. I think it's so diverse. Well, that's what I'm led to believe. More of that sooner than later. A different diversity each day. Going through the papers for us, making us the most diverse programme there is. Anyone else do that? No. Today, Mark's back. Mark's brown. He's a brown one. And here we're going through the papers. Work experience punditry today will be coming from work experience Sophie, who will be reviewing some television. That's right, television. Ask your parents, kids. But she's going to be reviewing some of it for us. And she's work experience, so we don't have to pay her. That's why she's here. We will bring you the big debate at 3 o'clock. We will take all your reactions. Whatever your reaction might be, you can react it in this direction. We will take them on the usual number. Here's one that's come in earlier.
John, I don't know why Andy Murray is having another baby. Surely that's just one more person in his life that's going to shout juice.
Thank you. Eight seven treble two. If you
start
reaction.
Your message with the word.
That's
salt.
Already on Twitter.
Any word you like.
What else? Oh yeah, Victoria's bonus news is at 3:30. Victoria.
Yes.
Doesn't work as hard as she used to because her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. So she makes the time up. God bless her. At around 3:30, and that's with bonus news today.
Animal news.
Animal, vegetable or mineral, if it's happening in those areas, which is everything, then find out about it here around about 3:30. Today, animals. Big stories will be tackled, of course, through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's where we've made a video of us punching the news, which we've replaced the news's head with short-form oriental verse. It's the news in haikus. And with Trump's temper in mind, we bring you later on this afternoon a game of band or wrestler. Is it the name of a band or is it the wrestling name of a wrestler? Both US and UK based. We'll be doing that in the last half an hour. Plus, we bring you hot guest action for a Monday. Composer David Arnold will be joining us. He of the Bond films, Stargate, Independence Day, Sherlock and so on. He'll be in here to plug something. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Ginger Dave is not producing. Ass broadcast, however, is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yeah.
How was your weekend, Cass?
I had a great weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Produced James Whale.
Oh.
Wow.
It's amazing how different a professional broadcaster works.
Is to James Whale.
Yeah. Carter's on the buttons.
Hola.
Hola. Victoria's on the news, you know that.
Yes, John.
And Cornelius is here.
Hello.
Hello there. Today, his lunch is a...
It is a hoisin duck no mayo wrap.
There we go.
Very nice.
Yeah. New feature.
No.
Cornelius's lunch is round about now. So here we go then with the Monday programme. I'm John Holmes. Welcome along. To Talk Radio in the afternoons, and here we are, starting with some music. As ever, the big song links to the big story, but what is it? You can figure it out from the clues in this. Then that is Elbow on a day like this. It links somehow to today's big story, of course, but how? If you think I wink, I did. The clues are all in there if you'd like to play along at home. Laugh politely at repeats. All the clues. Kiss me when my lips are thin. Cornelius has been trying to work it out in here. Holy cow! So what do you reckon it is then? It's a big story. It's in the news. It's of the news. It is the news.
Well,
that
John.
Song segues between the show menu and the discussion of the aforementioned story. But what could it possibly be?
I think it's something to do with elbow.
It is something to do
elbow.
With elbow.
Elbow, of course, is a body part.
Yes.
A part of a female body.
Yes.
Is a breast. And obviously Baby Dove have had their adverts criticised for something about breastfeeding in public.
Yes.
One advert said 75% said breastfeeding in public is fine. 25% say put them away. What's your way? People are angry, John.
Are they angry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roughly 75% of people,
yeah,
I'd imagine.
So it sounds like that, yeah. Yes, yeah. So you think it's that, do you?
Yeah, is it that?
No. Oh. Neither is it that story about people wanting operations on their
hoo-has.
On their hoo-has that's in the news today. So it's not that. So what could it possibly be, Cornelius? Any that shall I just tell you?
Yeah.
Okay. It's elbow.
Yes, that's right.
Tennis.
Tennis elbow. Yeah.
Wimbledon has begun. Andy Murray is on court, I understand. Playing, I believe it's called tennis.
Can't we watch it?
Yeah, probably. Of course, Wimbledon starts today. 2 weeks of tennis and all that stuff. All over the front pages of the papers today. Of course, Andy Murray defending his title. Will he be third time victorious? So we'll be talking to Talk Radio's tennis correspondent who's down at Wimbledon for us this afternoon next on Talk Radio. Con.
What?
Stop watching the tennis.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be talking to...
I just put it on the screen there.
Talk Radio's tennis correspondent down at Wimbledon.
Who's that?
It's you.
Nice.
Yep. Go. Take your crisps. Talk Radio's tennis correspondent Cornelius talking to us live from Wimbledon next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangey-fied for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a towie tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
Say you're a year into your contract and the hot new phone is released, but you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan. Subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swaphelp.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanson Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019. So text check to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's check to 80800.
Top trade picks at Trade Point. Make good joint and fill 10 kilograms, was £11.66, now just £10. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Staffordshire, the M6 southbound junctions 10A to 10. The outside lane was blocked by an accident. That's been moved out of the way now, but traffic's still very slow. Also in Staffordshire, the A500 at Audley eastbound between Audley turnoff and the Tock roundabout. The inside lane's closed by a broken down vehicle. Lincolnshire, the A1 at Marston southbound at the Toll Bar Road junction. It's blocked with queuing traffic because of an accident. M4 at Cardiff eastbound, junctions 33 to 32. The inside lane is blocked by a multi-vehicle accident. So expect delays here. I'm Stuart Watt.
Some things are just better with two. Like the ping pong. The hide and seek. Coming. Ready or not. A phone call.
Hello? Anyone?
And of course, going to the movies. Which is why only comparethemarket.com customers get 2-for-1 cinema tickets with Meerkat Movies. Because movies are better with two.
Qualifying purchase required. Tuesdays or Wednesdays, participating cinemas. Standard tickets only, cheapest ticket free. One membership for 12 months, conditions apply.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and it's time to talk about today's big story. Come on, Tim! Not my words, of course, but the words of tennis fans at this time of year as they urge person or persons unknown to come on, Tim! Wimbledon is back. Played, of course, every 4 years along with Winter Wimbledon and Para Wimbledon. And it began today, of course, as England-born and bred Andy Murray fights for the title of best at tennis brackets men. Lots of courts, all kinds of courts for the Ten Olympics. Centre court, I think court number one court, the Pyramid Court, the John Peel Court, the other court, the High Court, the Supreme Court, Crown Court. What a fortnight it promises to be. The statistics are astonishing. Up to 4 strawberries will be eaten over the next 14 days. Firemen are standing by with specially adapted hoses to hose cream straight to the mouths of tennis fans. And Andy Murray, as we say, he's trying to win his third title despite that setback of him having no personality. Ah, the thwack of tennis ball on willow. Talk Radio's tennis correspondent is on. He's down at Wimbledon now. Good afternoon, tennis correspondent. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. It's good to hear you down there.
Here I am at Wimbledon Tennis Club.
Yeah.
Where Wimbledon is kicking off today. Andy Murray currently on centre court playing against tennis.
Yeah. Just talk about his strawberries for a moment, because that's a big part of it,
sure.
Isn't it, strawberries? Now, is it true that there are only 4 strawberries this year because they've cut down on punnets? And the strawberries, is it right that they're not giving them out individually because it's kind of litter, isn't it? And it's not good for the environment, the plastic punnets. So the people who want strawberries have to just chew their way through 4 moon-sized strawberries, just take bites out of it as they walk past. How's that going as a new feature down there?
Yes, it's working very well. As you know, they've actually replaced Murray Mound or Henman Hill with just a giant strawberry, which yep. people are lying on and waving at BBC cameras, and then just every now and then will sort of claw into it and just shove it in their mouths.
Yeah, it is better for the environment. It has to be said. And what about the these hosing of the cream into people's mouths?
Yes, John. I actually tasted some of the cream from the hose earlier, John.
Yeah.
It's very surprising, very new experience for me. But I must say, I quite enjoyed it.
Good. And in terms of what's going on there, Andy Murray's playing, of course.
Yes, he's currently out there on centre court, if you just saw that.
So he's just lost Wimbledon, has he?
No, he just a serve was... Oh, ace! Ace there.
Yeah, ace there, yeah.
Yeah, and, ace by... Murray. Oh, juice is there.
Yeah. Is that the juice they have there? Is Robinson's barley water, isn't it? Is that right?
Yes.
I think that's true, isn't it?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
And is it Highland Spring?
I don't know. That's not or juice, Evian. Though, is it? That's water,
Evian,
isn't it?
So. That's water, yeah. But one of them, all the bottles change, don't they, to write Wimbledon on it?
Don't know.
Around this time of year, yes.
Don't know about that. So talk us through more tennis as you're down there.
Yeah, tennis. Obviously, it's not just Andy Murray here this year, John.
Yeah.
There are other tennis players.
Yes.
So
we look forward to seeing them, don't we?
Yep.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to seeing which
the
one?
The Serena sisters.
Yep.
William Serena and Venus Serena.
Yeah.
And who else? Sue Barker.
Yeah.
John McEnroe.
The one, who was the lesbian one? Who was that? Billie Jean King, she's there, probably.
Yeah, she is not my lover, to be clear.
Yeah. Is Tim? Come on, Tim. Is Tim Hemman there? Playing? Is he against?
Yeah. He's playing Andy Murray at the moment, I think.
Good.
Other tennis words are there?
I don't know. Not really my thing. If I'm honest.
Serve. Oh, yeah. Serve. table tennis as well, John, for half time.
Ping pong, come on, ping pong.
Obviously lots of celebrities,
yes,
of course,
good
expected down here,
yeah,
John.
Well,
Kate Middleton,
Cliff Richard sings, doesn't he, at the Wimbledon?
Yeah,
doesn't
apparently
he?
I think that happened once and just sort of
fine. Can you just cut the effects a minute? I can't really just,
can't, are there effects? I can't hear those.
All right. Oh, right. Okay. How old? Right, fine.
Tennis.
Yeah.
Racket, John. There's a right racket down here.
A right racket.
You could say.
I can hear it in the background.
The queue. The queue.
Yes.
People have been queuing, John, since last year, John.
They do. Well, so at the moment Wimbledon ends, the people leaving, don't they? They go round to the front and start queuing again to be in with a chance of getting in for next year. That's how Wimbledon is.
I know someone who's had sex in the Wimbledon queue.
And there we need to leave it. So we'll pick up more tennis as the weeks go by, of course, with our in-depth guide to tennis there on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Come on, Tim! Possibly in the queue, I don't know. Right, so in the next bit of the programme, we'll be going through the papers. It's the Diversity Paper Review, and I can also tell you that we will be bringing you Headline Hijack, a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock. That's what we're inviting, and you get to make it up. And the number's 87222. You can start your message with the word talk or at Talk Radio on Twitter if you want to use that. 1:30 now, though. Victoria has the latest news.
Talk Radio.
A teenager has admitted killing a 7-year-old girl who was found with severe stab wounds on a playing field in York earlier this year. The 16-year-old denied murdering Katie Ruff, but she has pleaded guilty to manslaughter by diminished responsibility. Low pay and poor working conditions are being blamed for a rise in the number of nurses and midwives leaving their profession. There's been a 51% increase in just 4 years, and the Nursing and Midwifery Council is warning of a recruitment crisis. Meanwhile, Boris Johnson has refused to confirm reports he's the latest cabinet minister, pressing for public workers to be given bigger pay rises. Wage increases have been frozen or limited to 1% for the last 7 years. Conservative MP Nigel Evans has told Talk Radio the cap must go.
We have got 5 million public sector workers who have been asked to show massive restraint over 7 years. I think now is the time to look at these independent wage bodies and to see how we can be more generous, particularly to those who are working at the bottom end.
18 people are feared dead after a bus crashed into a lorry and burst into flames on a German motorway. 48 people were on board the coach, with 30 of those injured, some seriously. Downing Street says it's not aware of any plans for the US president to visit the UK in the next few weeks. It's after claims Donald Trump, who's coming to Europe, could give as little as 24 hours notice before coming here. And Nick Kyrgios has been the first big name to fall at Wimbledon. He retired injured at two sets down against Pierre-Hugues Herbert. The weather, one or two showers, but otherwise dry and fine for most. Highs are 25 degrees. It's more than half an hour.
He's playing against a Care Bear. What?
Pierre.
Yeah.
Oog.
Care Bear.
Air Bear.
I mean,
when you say the first big name to be kicked out, do you mean like the size, the number of letters in his name? Because I've never heard of him.
I have. Nick Kyrgios. He's a famous Australian tennis player who's quite argumentative.
Well, we're very good at tennis on this programme, as we've just demonstrated.
Clearly.
Sorry, the Care Bear. Go back to that.
I don't want to.
It was a Care Bear.
It's Air Bear.
Is that like a bear that you can rent and go
it's
and stay
in
overnight?
It's a man who plays tennis.
Oh. Is it a bear, though, or...
No! We're not getting into this again. Stop it.
You did say Care Bear.
What's his name?
I'm probably not saying it right.
Go on. This is great.
I hate you.
No, I want to know. Go on.
Pierre-Hugues Herbert.
Victoria's got bonus news today. This has just come in from Claudio.
Okay, Claudio.
Using the Talk Radio contact form.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
Hello, everyone. What about mushroom news? Mushroom are not vegetable or animal, they are in between.
In between, because they're fungi.
Just for today, make a fungal news. Cheer. Hope your radio is happy. That's from Claudio.
I'm not doing fungal news.
I do like mushrooms. They're my favourite between vegetable and animal.
Claudio, are annoying.
Claudio, they're vegetables. Claudio, they're vegetables. It would come in vegetable news, just to say. Aren't they? I mean, they are a fungus. But doesn't that count as... they are in the vegetable... I mean, they're in the vegetable aisle at the supermarket.
Yes, they are,
So that's why I count them.
Sachets of sweet and sour sauce to put in your stir fry.
And flowers in certain supermarkets now, edible flowers.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, Marcus has just been on as well. Sorry, John, is the tennis player a Care Bear or a chimpanzee? Can you clear that up?
No one needs to...
So he's called Care Bear, but he's a tennis player, but he's called Care Bear.
It's not Care Bear.
What is it then?
Air Bear.
Yeah, well. Anyway, more of this as the afternoon wears on, I expect. Victoria's got animal news in 2 hours' time. She'll be doing Headline Hijack very shortly. So we'll get through some of those next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Have I got a breakfast show for you? Not just any old breakfast show, the Full Set Breakfast right here on Talk Radio with me, Paul Ross, making you an offer you can't refuse. The latest news, Brexit views and your attitudes. Only with me, Paul Ross, each and every weekday morning from 6. Be there.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am standing very corrected. A mushroom is, in fact, not a vegetable, despite it being in the vegetable aisle. We've just looked it up.
They have no leaves, roots or seeds, and they do not need light to grow.
There it is.
They're not a true vegetable.
They are a fungus. A fungal. They're all of those things. So maybe we should bring that in, because it's not an animal, a vegetable,
fungus
or a mineral.
News.
I thought animal, vegetable and mineral covered everything off.
Mm.
But it turns out mushrooms are the anomaly. They're the black sheep, the
maybe
cuckoo in the nest.
Maybe once a month we should do fungus news.
Fungus news. Well. Anyway, there it is. Yes, that's right, Headline Hijack, because we'd like you to make up a news story, please. We'd like it... in the form of a text to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or a tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
All you got to do is come up with a paragraph, a couple of sentences, really, of words you know and understand in an order that makes sense. Sounding a bit like a news story. One will be plucked and presented to Victoria on the Headline Hijack cushion when she will take it off the cushion and put it in her mouth. And then at the right time, say it. In the news at 2, to fool those not listening to this bit of the programme. That's Headline Hijack. What's coming in, Cornelius?
While we're on the Wimbledon theme, this from Angie.
This isn't the Wimbledon theme.
No.
This isn't the Wimbledon theme at all. This is the Wimbledon theme.
I meant sort of the theme of the show.
Oh, right, sorry.
We're doing headline highs yet.
Angie says, the tennis player Andy Murray's to take TalkSport and Talk Radio newsreader Ben Fletcher to court in a case of libel over an accusation by the pre-recorded newsreader that he has played tennis whilst high on cannabis. Whilst talking about the tennis star's injuries last week, Fletcher inferred that Murray had played on a number of occasions on grass.
I heard him say that.
Yeah, so in any quite court, the accusation.
In any court case, I will say, as a witness, I did hear that happen, so... That's right. Justine Greening, the Education Secretary, has announced that due to cuts to education, there are plans to remove semicolons from the curriculum in order to let them die out on their own. Greening has agreed with the teachers' union that no one really knows quite what they're used for and only tend to put them in when Microsoft Word's grammar check says you should be using one. As such, semicolons cost about...
Three or four million
a year now,
really?
For a semicolon.
I'd like to see the numbers per semicolon, actually.
Yeah.
Because I reckon we may as well just invest in full colons because they're cheaper.
Yeah.
Not overall, but you get a full colon out of it.
Yeah. No, absolutely agree. And many agree with you. I mean, the other argument is why not just take existing full stops and turn them into commas? Because really, it's just to extend it slightly downwards, isn't it?
Yeah, all you need is a few Bic biro pens.
Yes, and...
You can do it with that.
And you could then do away with actual commas by just doubling up on the duties of the full stop. It's a waste of money, frankly, in the education system. And so you're absolutely right. Who sent that in? Laura. Thank you, Laura. You're absolutely right. What have you got there, Cornelius?
Gaz says, the captain of Aston Villa, Gareth Barry, has released a statement saying that he and his team are worried for their relationships after the news this morning that John Terry has joined the team. There are rumours that in the defender's one-year contract, he is to stay away from any of the club's employees' spouses.
Spouses. And finally, what else have we got here? For the first time ever, a hospital in Wigan has been awarded a licence to serve alcohol in the cafeteria for visitors and patients for whom it is deemed suitable. The move, say hospital bosses, should hopefully bring some much-needed cheer to the place. And they've said that any patients for whom a drink is not a good idea will be marked instead with a temporary tattoo.
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe just on their forehead.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Just saying, do not give alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. Do not... what's that? Nil by mouth, brackets, alcohol, close brackets, just to keep the hospital terminology up there.
I bet they can make those tattoos up for quite cheap as well.
Yeah, so... Anyway, the lines are open, so all you need to do is write something now and hear it said as actual news fact. The number 87222...
Start your message with the word
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll get through some more of those. And, of course, next, the Diversity Paper Review. Mark will be in to go through today's papers for us. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got massive stocks on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got new lower prices on Facro centre pivot roof windows like a 550 by 780mm window for only £128 ex-VAT. To find more great trade prices and thousands of products in stock, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
If you still haven't gotten around to finding out if you ever had PPI, then it's probably time you did. Because even though there's still time to claim before the PPI deadline, time is the one thing that will eventually run out. All you have to do is text the word PLEASE to 60777 and the claims guys will conduct a free search to discover if you ever had PPI. You can then claim the money yourself or let the claims guys do it for you. It's your choice. Isn't it time you texted PLEASE to 60777?
The claims guys.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah. It lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Staffordshire, the M6 southbound junction's 10A to 10. The outside lane was blocked by an accident. That's been moved out of the way now, but traffic's still very slow. Also in Staffordshire, the A500 at Audley eastbound between Audley turnoff and the Tock roundabout. The inside lane's closed by a broken down vehicle. Lincolnshire, the A1 at Marston southbound at the Toll Bar Road junction. It's blocked with queuing traffic because of an accident. M4 at Cardiff eastbound, junctions 33 to 32. The inside lane is blocked by a multi-vehicle accident. So expect delays here. I'm Stuart Watt.
All by myself, don't wanna be.
I'm back, Mr. Alexander!
Back? What? Didn't even know you'd gone. Movies are better with two, which is why only CompazaMarket.com customers get 2-for-1 cinema tickets with Meerkat Movies.
Qualifying purchase required. Tuesdays or Wednesdays, participating cinemas. Standard tickets only, cheapest ticket free. One membership for 12 months, conditions apply.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Yes, it's Talk Radio. And yes, that's right. I am John Holmes, Diversity Paper Review. On the way, but a lot to talk about in the news today. Wimbledon, as we've been mentioning already, Andy Murray is on the John Peel court. He's fighting against Timothy Henman. And just looking at the score there, it's 106-4 with 3 deuce and a hat on. So that's good, isn't it? And so that's tennis. Public sector pay. We know that Boris Johnson has now waded into the debate and has called for this pay cap to be lifted. Not really positioning himself there for a leadership bid at all. That's not what he's doing. He's not just manoeuvring politically there. He genuinely cares about public sector pay workers. That's absolutely true. Donald Trump, of course, has made himself a wrestling video of him wrestling a man with the CNN logo for a head. If you don't know what that story is, that's the weirdest sentence anyone's ever said, isn't it? Yeah. But that has happened. There's a lot going on. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
You mean
it.
You can't get your CNN logo
yeah,
around
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
So it's all right. We're here to help because Talk Radio, as regular listeners know, have a crack team of investigative journalists working on the news, specifically on this show. And they're all well-versed in short-form oriental verse, hence the phrase versed. It's 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's a rigid set number, but it helps us understand the news when applied to current affairs. We present the news in haikus.
Boris wants 1% pay cap lifted. He should write that on a bus.
Daniel. In haikus. Now, it's time for the diversity paper review. Mark's here.
Ha ha ha!
You right there?
Mark's here! I'll be honest, Mark wasn't technically here, but is now.
I am now.
Yeah. Now, last week, when you were late to this, you were in Nando's.
Yes.
Because you forgot.
So I came up with a better plan for my Monday Nando's session.
Yeah.
So, as you know, I produced the show before you.
You do that, yeah.
So I sent my Nando's buddy to go down and order the food before the show ended. Yeah. So when I get there at 1:05, it'll be there.
Clever.
Except it didn't quite work out like that.
What happened?
They just took ages bringing the bloody food out.
Right. Why don't you get a Nando's takeaway?
Or just get it at 2:00.
No, because I can't, because I've got prep for the next show at 2.
Right.
I mean, we have a very small window.
To be fair, we do interfere with your lunch hour by getting you to do this.
That's all right. It's my fault. It's totally my fault.
That's fair enough.
We went to Nando's. Me and you went to Nando's on Friday.
Yeah.
Are you that desperate for a Nando's?
I didn't eat much over the weekend, yeah.
You did, because I bet you went to Nando's.
I didn't, actually.
All right.
No.
Good. What did you, for those wishing to know, what did you have at Nando's today?
Well, I always have at Nando's half a chicken, macho peas and rice.
Right.
And you mix the rice and the peas together and lashings of sauce, and it's amazing.
Right.
Yeah. It was great.
And there we are. That's, we learned earlier that Cornelius had a hoisin duck wrap, and now Mark, the paper reviewer, has had half a chicken. So I'm glad we're all up to speed with lunch.
Sorry for being late, everyone.
Sorry, I mean, we covered it very well.
Great.
So what have you got in the papers?
Right, so this is kind of prom season, isn't it?
Yes.
I think I was the first year in my school ever to have a prom. There was a flaw with our prom, though.
Yeah.
So I went to an all-boys school.
Right.
And none of us knew girls.
Right, so did you just have a boy prom?
We had a boy prom.
Who did you take?
Your Nando's,
no
buddy.
One. Yeah. No one, just took my Nando's card. Hope for the best.
Right. So, but no, that doesn't matter. So it's prom season.
It's prom season.
But now prom here is like prom America, isn't it? Is that
Is that
the point?
It is.
Yeah.
But there's a story that I love in the Daily Star of all papers.
Yeah.
Where a 16-year-old has turned up to his prom in Manchester in a tank.
I mean, just, okay, there are ways of outdoing your classmates.
Yeah.
So they hire limos, don't they, some of them now?
Some of them hire limos, yeah, and they like 10 of them get in the back of them. And
yeah.
Limos are quite uninteresting in the back, aren't they? Nothing much happens in them.
But now...
Well, not when I've been in the back of them.
When I've been in the back, it's a riot.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's not, but, you know, let's pretend. I don't think I've ever been in a limo.
No, I've never been in a
I've only been in
a limousine.
Limo once. That was when I was in the... I was a groomsman at my cousin's wedding in Melbourne. And we had a limo to pick us up from
right.
the church.
Oh, no, I have. I have been in a limo.
When?
It was my sister's 21st birthday. My mum hired it, I don't know why, just to drive us all to a restaurant because she thought it'd be funny.
Your mum's got a great sense of humour.
So for my 21st birthday, my mum genuinely, because I was away at uni, so I had a uni thing, but then we had a family thing, but she decided to have it at the house, not like in a place.
Yeah.
But still hired a strippogram, who came and took her clothes off in front of my old aunts and stuff. And my mum, it was mortifying for all of us, everybody involved, including the strippogram, who was basically in just a family lounge with some elderly relatives, having to do her stripper thing.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's not a big lounge. As my aunts and uncles all sat around going, well, what? And I, you know, but my mum booked a strippogram because she'd heard of it, but she didn't really know what it was.
Oh.
So that's what happened.
I remember when my mum's brothers were turning 21, because they're kind of obviously between my age and my mum's age.
Yeah.
They're a lot younger than my mum and not much older than me, I suppose. But that was like in the mid-90s. They'd have that similar case where they'd be like the ceremonial stripper grab and come around and do this thing. And everyone would be like, oh, yeah.
Family members should be banned from booking strippograms for other family members.
Yeah. Do you get them anymore? Is that even a thing?
Is it a thing? I don't know that it is.
Butler in the Buff is a big thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's how I make my money on the weekends. the house across the road from where I used to live, they had a Butler in the Bath. In the
Buff. I mean, it may have ended like that.
In the Buff for some sort of hen do, and we just saw him walking around, which was very odd.
Just a nudie man.
Yeah, well, they wear the apron still, so
right.
they're not, and like a little bow tie. So it's not as strict.
Are they trained butlers? Like, do they know what to do? Do they carry the plates in the right hand and know the correct protocol?
I'm not sure.
I mean, what would Jeffrey from The Fresh Prince make of this all?
They bring the wine round, don't they?
Yeah.
Would Madam care for a semi-all? Anyway, well, that's not in the papers. That's just birthday chat.
Yeah.
Did you have a prom, John?
No, I didn't have a prom.
It was just an end of new.
It was just a leavers disco.
Okay, yeah. So I had a prom, and I went with one of the prettiest girls in our year. Genuinely.
Well, how did that happen?
Well, we only went as friends.
Of course,
it turns out.
Yeah. She was very clear to mention,
and she got off with Ben.
Ben,
and then went home with James. So.
Wow.
A good fun.
She's spread the love now.
She did admit. I worked at the time at a jewellery shop. She did admit the only reason she did go with me was because she thought I'd buy her some jewellery from the jewellery shop.
Right.
And I didn't.
Good. So, I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah, I'm glad as well.
Yeah. What was her name?
I wouldn't say.
Okay. What else, Mark?
This is on the front of the Times. Yeah. A great newspaper. Donald Trump may be planning to basically just turn up in Britain this week.
It's a snap visit.
Yeah. A snap visit, like a snap election.
Yeah.
But apparently it's not going to happen, according to Theresa May. She's come out and said this morning that she has not heard that it's going to happen.
Well, he could
but these things just happen. That's the whole point of a snap
he
visit.
He could just come on holiday.
Does he not need a visa?
No.
Not if he doesn't do any work. He could just come here on holiday, and then he's turned up, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So he could go to Buckingham Palace and just have a look.
He owns golf courses up in Scotland and Northern Ireland, doesn't he? Mm. And the other thing about Donald Trump that people are talking about in the newspapers is his viral video
where he had a fight with a man with CNN for a head.
Yeah, I remember when the actual fight happened, not with CNN, but with at WrestleMania, because I used to watch wrestling then.
So Donald Trump was quite instrumental in WrestleMania early on, wasn't he? He was like kind of one of the
Yeah, so the WWE is owned by Vince McMahon, who's another American entertainment billionaire.
Yeah.
And he's very good pals with Donald Trump, because they're both from like the New York area.
Yeah.
And they've known each other since at least the mid-80s, which is when Donald Trump first used to he first started out by just being a guest and attending WrestleMania, which is quite a big deal in America. Like, WrestleMania weekend people would talk about it on the radio, would know when it was, kind of thing. It's a bit of a cultural, social thing in America, I suppose. And then a few years back, I can't remember exactly when, maybe 2007, Donald Trump ended up being involved in the main event of WrestleMania, where he had to pick a bloke to fight Vince McMahon's bloke, and then the loser got their head shaved. Obviously, wrestling is fake. That's like...
like Donald Trump's hair.
Yeah, well, that's what everyone's like, are we going to find out?
And,
is this...
And news.
Yeah. It all comes round, doesn't it? And then the two blokes had a fight. Donald Trump's bloke won, so Vince McMahon had to get his head shaved.
Right. So who was Donald Trump fighting in the original video?
Vince McMahon.
No, that was
him fighting. Right. Yeah, it was two billionaires smacking each other in the face.
Right.
And the whole because people had seen Vince McMahon fight before. He does that all the time.
Yeah.
Even though he owns the company, but no one had ever seen Donald Trump
have a fight.
Have a fight, and then we saw it, and he wasn't particularly good at wrestling. Or
so
fighting.
He took that video and then spent some time. Because he's got time, as we were saying earlier, because he's the president of the United States. I mean, what else is he going to do?
Yeah. It's that classic thing when you're at the top of the company, you've got nothing to do because you've got loads of people to do stuff
for. Put in a logo in place of the man's face.
Yeah.
And wrestling CNN to the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he probably made it quite lightheartedly metaphorical, maybe. I don't know. I mean, what's his point? But most commentators have now said, well, this is actually a step too far.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Is it? He's just put a CNN thing on a man's face.
CNN are saying it's condoning violence against their staff.
I don't think it is. I think it's just like done a stupid little video.
I think he's just done it as a silly little video, like any kid in a bedroom, like across the country or across America does.
That's all he's done.
Except that he kind of forgets sometimes he's president of the free world.
But then did you see that tweet? He said about people criticising him for not being presidential.
Yeah.
Went, this is modern presidential.
Yeah.
So that's
brilliant, isn't it?
Can't like, argue with it.
He's rewriting the job description as he goes along. It's great.
Yeah. He's president. He can do what he likes.
Yeah.
So if he wants to do that, he can. And if he wants to say it's modern presidential, it is.
It is, yeah.
Not saying it's right, but it is modern presidential.
The problem he's going to have now is if journalists start to get attacked in places, then he's like,
yeah,
he's gonna come up with,
but only if they've got CNN for a head.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not, he's only condoning violence against people who've got CNN for a face, isn't he?
Yeah.
Technically speaking.
Or anyone's square face, though, that's what the internet was saying.
Yeah.
If you've got a square head, then you might get
attacked.
Might
be in trouble. Yeah. Finally, very quickly, final story. Quick one.
There's an olive oil and wine drought, and it's... olive oil and wine is at risk, and it's all because Spain is having a drought, so...
Right.
Yeah, use less olive oil and maybe don't drink as much wine as you used to. There's alternative alcoholic beverages out
there. What were we short of last year? Courgettes or something. That was
courgettes and Prosecco,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
No,
was it?
Lettuce as well.
Lettuce.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
All right. Look,
I'm just worried we're going to run out of chicken. That's why I'm just, like, getting in as much of it as I can.
Get yourself back to Nando's. Go on.
I'm back. Oh, I'm heading there now.
All right. Mark, thank you very much for coming in to do today's diversity paper review. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting, of course, because a different diversity each day comes to do it. Mark, remind us of yours.
I am brown.
Thank you. Right. Next up on the programme, we will be talking to the legendary composer, an award-winning musician, of course, James Bond themes, Independence Day, Stargate, Sherlock and so on and so forth. David Arnold with us to talk about a thing he's doing at the Royal Albert Hall next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, we've got to do Headline Hijack because we need to put a made-up news story in the news, which is next. So, somebody has got theirs in. It's, well, let's find out. Who is it, Cornelius? Who's got their made-up news lie?
It's Vicky.
And where's she from?
Berwick.
Vicky's in Berwick. Well done. You are today's Headline Hijacker. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Hedge.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I used to be a security guard. Work nights. Instead of being at home with the kids watching TV, I was always at work with Big Barry watching CCTV. But now I drive with Uber. I don't have to work on social hours if I don't want to. And I can do and watch whatever I want.
Brilliant.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
We all like to feel our money is safe. That's why I, an ordinary little piggy bank...
I'm becoming an armour-plated, rivet-reinforced, titanium-clad piggy bank!
And your money is just as safe too. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
Work doesn't end because you're not there. It's always 9 a.m. somewhere. There's always a call to take. And business doesn't sleep even when you do. E-Receptionist lets you step outside the office and balance work with life. With eReceptionist, calls can be directed to a landline or your mobile. So wherever you are, you're local. And with our unique app, you can dial out from your landline number with your mobile. Take a free 30-day trial at ereceptionist.co.uk. Cancel within 30 days to avoid charges.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I'd already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher, but I was pleasantly surprised.
With the claim deadline set for August 2019, text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. It's exactly 2 o'clock. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, teen admits stabbing girl to death, a deadly coach crash, and Trump visit isn't planned.
Talk Radio.
A 16-year-old girl has admitted killing a 7-year-old who died after being found seriously injured on a playing field in York in January. The teenagers pleaded guilty to Katie Ruff's manslaughter by diminished responsibility. Boris Johnson's refused to confirm reports he's joined other members of Theresa May's top team pushing for higher pay for public workers. Wage increases have been capped at 1% for several years. It comes as new figures show more nurses and midwives are leaving the profession than joining. Louise Silverton from the Royal College of Midwives has told Talk Radio pay and conditions aren't good enough.
Doing fixed hours, knowing when you're going to be there, not being on call overnight. You know, this is why some of our members are walking. It's not family friendly. If you're a single parent as a midwife, and, you know, you're doing on court, the money really doesn't stretch very far.
Up to 18 people are thought to have died after a coach crashed into a truck in southern Germany and burst into flames. 30 are injured and police are warning others unaccounted for may have been killed in the fire. Investigators say 79 guns, which were found about to be smuggled through the Channel Tunnel, could have ended up in cities across the UK. Two men have been charged over the haul, discovered hidden in a trailer at the weekend. Number 10 says it's not aware that Donald Trump is planning to come to the UK in the next few weeks. It's after reports the US president may drop in on one of his golf courses in Scotland during a visit to Europe later this month. Scott Lucas is a professor of US politics.
It's almost like the White House is sort of bringing this on, you know, number 10, and saying, don't you think it'd be lovely if he just sort of popped down from Turnberry, where he does have a resort up in Scotland? I'll believe it when I see it. I think right now, this White House, for various reasons, is scrambling for anything they can pass off as a positive headline.
Meanwhile, President Trump's been accused of encouraging violence against reporters after mocking up a video of him wrestling a man with a CNN logo over his face.
Talk Radio National Weather.
You should have a, because you, a Talk Radio logo over your face. Just to, I mean, we haven't got any marketing, but if you had.
But also, no one can see me because we're on radio.
No.
And we rarely live stream anything.
But walking around the streets, Victoria, you could be able to, like,
an advert.
I don't
walk around streets that much.
Don't you?
No.
What do you do, you posho?
Cycle.
And get a Hackney carriage.
No. Right, well, cycling will do. But if you had Talk Radio written on your face.
I don't want it on my face.
Then
what colour is the Talk Radio logo, the writing?
The what?
Red.
Red. And what colour is this marker pen in my hand?
Oh.
Oh, go away. Mm. He's got a red highlighter in his hand.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just happy to do it if you need.
The thing is, though, more people know who you are, John, so I think maybe actually you should have it on your face.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Mm. Yeah.
Go on, Con.
I don't want to draw attention to this.
Go on, Con.
Mm. I don't want that, thanks. Oh, no, just something, just an idea, just a thought.
Why is it a good idea for me to have something stupid on my face, but not you?
Because the story about CNN is a news thing, and you're a news person.
Mm.
That's why.
Speaking of, this is what I like to call micro-marketing, where we do it on our own.
Mm.
Me and Ginger producer Dave did a tiny bit of this on Friday.
Yeah.
What did you do?
We went to a gig to see the Wombats. I had two spare tickets, which I sold online, and had to meet up with a stranger. So I just text them saying, the password is James Whale. And then when they came up to me, they just went, James Whale, and handed over the tickets. But, you know, it gets James Whale's name out there.
Yeah, but
you didn't think about doing it for this show, then?
Well, no, because we thought, you know, James Whale might be a better password.
No, but also, like, without saying Talk Radio, who people might not know what James Whale is.
I called my pub quiz last week... Talk Radio's only marketing.
Yeah.
That's very good.
So
it's stealth in many ways.
We should encourage our listeners to do that. Just in everyday lives, just sneak references to Talk Radio in and let us know.
And then hashtag
micro-marketing.
There you go.
I like it.
We've got some weather.
Yeah.
Here it comes. Here's the weather. Here's the weather now. Oh, already played the jingle. It wasn't listening.
Can you sing it then, please?
She's got the weather. She's called Victoria. She's got the weather.
Not the best effort, but thank you, John. Okay. One or two showers, but otherwise dry and fine for most, highs of 25 degrees.
Thank you very much. Ben's got the sport now. It's pre-recorded.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former Chelsea and England captain John Terry has been speaking for the first time since agreeing a one-year deal at Aston Villa. Now 36 years old, Terry says he still has lots to achieve and Villa Park is the perfect place to do so, with the club seeking promotion back to the Premier League. In what could be the most talked about transfer of the summer, TalkSport understands Everton want to bring Wayne Rooney back to Goodison Park. We're told it's inevitable that Rooney will return to the Toffees. Meanwhile, Michael Keane's having a medical at Finch Farm ahead of his move from Burnley. To Wimbledon, so far so good for Andy Murray as he defends his title on centre court against Alexander Bublik in the first round. Two British players are already on their way home after suffering defeats, but at the going rate, Murray won't be joining them. He's just taken the first set 6-1 against his Russian opponent. Don't forget, Lions versus All Blacks, the third test decider in Auckland, is live on TalkSport on Saturday morning from 7 a.m. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Lord Sugar has tweeted that the next series of The Apprentice will have a slight format change, with some features inherited from Love Island following the show's success. It's currently rumoured that each team will be expected to share one giant bed with each other at night, and that Caroline Flack will be replacing Karen Brady.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. David Arnold with us next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, still to come on the programme then, the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course, all your reactions. If you would like to react to the programme, there are various ways to do it. 87222 is the number.
Word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or, of course, you can use a Talk Radio reaction bin. They are to be found in supermarket car parks next to where you put your recycled clothing or bottles. It's a big bin with a picture of Julia Hartley Brewer, our morning presenter's face on it. Just shove your reaction into her mouth and we'll get sort of distributed around the other presenters for us to read out. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
John, I can't believe that dog attacks on postmen are the highest in Northern Ireland. I'm Northern Irish. I have a German shepherd who tends to all my sheep in my front yard, and my dog never attacks him.
Thank you very much indeed. Keep them coming in. There's the number again, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Any word you'd
any
like.
Any word you like.
Okay. Talk Radio.
So I promised you guest action. That's what we're going to deliver now. So David Arnold is with us, the composer. I'm going to get all the titles, David, I think.
Well,
I've got here.
Yep,
so
got
many
day,
for you.
Right,
so British composer, music producer, orchestral conductor.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do occasionally, but I wouldn't consider myself a conductor. I can do my own stuff, barely. Yeah. I always apologise first, because it's a very specific talent, conducting. I don't know if you ever saw that TV show that was on, they were trying to get pop stars to conduct an orchestra.
I did see that, yeah.
And
yeah,
it's a bit like steering an oil tanker, because an orchestra will follow you. So when your downbeat comes down, if you've got the stick and you're waving it, you come down for that is beat one. By the time the orchestra see that, read it, and then play the sound, obviously the sound comes out a fraction of a second later, by which point you're already on the way up to the next one. So what you do is that it's a bit, you know, when you put a pair of headphones on and yeah, there is a delay, and that you try and read a book and you're slowing down because you're hearing yourself later. That's generally what happens first time you conduct, because the orchestra will be playing slightly behind you. You slow down for them to catch up, but they slow down because you slow down. And eventually the whole thing grinds to a horrible halt. So it's slightly counterintuitive when you conduct an orchestra. And I mean, there is a million subtleties involved in it, but it's a hell of a responsibility. I mean,
yeah,
a lot of people think that it's just you standing there waving your arms about, but it does make a huge amount of difference.
Do they, but in this day and age, do they, I mean, could they still take notice of it?
Absolutely,
arguably,
yeah, yeah,
they could just do it, they could sort of sight read it and follow a click.
Well,
or something,
they could in the same way that, you know, you could field a football team and they could have a game of football, but
yeah,
if you have a master tactician or someone who's suggesting things that they could do tactically during the game,
yeah,
then that can mean the difference between winning and losing.
I was hoping you'd bring a full orchestra in today, if I'm honest with you.
Well, they're still relatively expensive, but worth every penny.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned this, of course, because you're going to be doing this. That's the first Bond film to be live scored.
Yes,
ever. And of
yeah,
course, you created the Bond films of recent times,
yes,
soundtracks and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, I've done five.
Yeah.
But this is the first one out of all of them, in I think since Dr. No, was in 1962, that sort of taken advantage of what's becoming quite a thing now, to project a film and to have the music played live alongside it. I mean, you don't have to go very far to see it nowadays. A few years ago, it's quite rare.
Yeah.
But it's the first Bond, which I think will make it special, and it's the Albert Hall, which is obviously
yeah,
the place where events happen.
It is. And how do you... Because, obviously, being not musical in the slightest, how do you do it? Is it so the film is playing, but it's the soundtrack with the music taken off it, basically?
Yes, we have the sort of technical thing that we get from the studios is we have the film, and then we have three or four tracks of audio, one of which is a dialogue, one of which will be the sound effects, special effects, and one would be sort of atmospheres. And those are, you know, when you're making a movie and you're mixing a movie, in general terms, those are the things that you have to deal with. Obviously, there is hundreds and hundreds of individual tracks within those, but ultimately, you're mixing these things live. So we have those, and we strip all the music away from the actual final track, and then the music that you hear is performed live by, I think, probably an 85-piece orchestra and, you know, various sort of guitars, synths and all that sort of stuff that goes along with it. Yeah. So it's an exhilarating thing. And what's fascinating about it, the first time I ever saw it, was that I end up watching the movie, and you kind of forget that this amazing thing is happening in front of you until there's a really... When you know that the orchestra are going full tilt, you really feel it in a way that you've never felt it before.
Yeah.
And that's when you really... I mean, the brilliance of these players is that they can make it sound like it does in the movie. But when they're sort of, you know, pumping away like a, you know, triple forte at the end of a chase or something, you really get exhilarated. And what's amazing is it's sharing that experience... in a room that big. When I say a room, obviously, it's like 5,000 people in the Albert Hall. And it reminded me of the old days when you used to go in the cinema when they were massive. You know, like if you went to a big screen, 70s and 80s, for instance, you know, there'd be, you know, you could get like 800, 900 people, or even 1,000 in some of the cinemas. Now, even the biggest ones are, you know, 300, 400.
Yeah, you kind of have to go to the Leicester Square, you know, the old school Odeon or something to get that kind of
massive, massive old screen. And watching those things in company, it's such a different experience. So now you've got like, you've got one of the biggest screens in the world, in one of the biggest venues in the world, indoor venues certainly, and a live orchestra and 5,000 like-minded people who I've no doubt some of them will be in tuxedos to sort of, celebrate how fantastic the Bond movies have been and are still with us and still making front page news, but also the fact that the music has left such a legacy, I think.
Let's just stop you there, because we're going to have a quick listen, because one of the producers has been very busy today, and it would do her a disservice not to play what she's made, which is just a few excerpts of the soundtrack to Casino Royale, which will give some people an idea. Some of David's work, here we go. You recognise every single bit of where all that comes from as well?
I haven't heard it since I've done it. And it was funny because just listening to those little bits and pieces, I can remember what they were from now. But obviously when you do it, it's a bit like you have to do I have to do 2 minutes a day. I have to do 2 to 3 minutes of music a day. Tomorrow I have to do another 2 or 3 minutes of it. So you kind of get into it with such intensity, but then you have to leave it and move on to the next thing. And apart from when you record it, there's no reason really to revisit it again. So out of all the hundreds and hundreds, thousands of minutes of music I've written, in my life, I don't know how many films there have been, it's like you're very unlikely to be able to remember one thing from the other. But when I hear it back, not only do I remember the scene and the moment, but also sort of where I was, what I was doing, what the weather was like. The whole thing comes flooding back. It's really weird.
And at the
very
end
unlike
there,
me to remember anything.
At the end there was obviously the John Barry thing, which you've kind of reworked. But I'm thinking of, as well, when you did the Shaken and Stirred album, which I had when it came out. It's a fantastic album and everything else. But it was from your work on that you got the Bond scoring gig?
Well, there are several versions of how this happened.
Yeah.
A popular one is that John Barry recommended me to Barbara Broccoli, having met me and listened to some of the tracks on Shaken and Stirred.
Yeah.
Personally, I think it was because I did Independence Day.
Yeah.
That did enormous amount of business around the world. I got a Grammy for best score, and they knew that I was mad on Bond movies anyway. So, I mean, I'd visited the MGM studios before and said, look, if ever John Barry wasn't available to do it, then please give me at least a shot at it. So when Tomorrow Never Dies came about, Barbara and Michael, who produced the Bond movies, had heard the stuff that I'd done on Shaken and Stirred. I hadn't done it as a calling card. I mean, I did it because I loved the songs and
yeah.
I wanted to make a record. And having done a couple of films and a couple of records that people liked, all of a sudden people were answering the phone. I mean, it was before, if it's hello, this is David Arnold, you don't know who I am, I've never done anything, thank you very much, goodbye. But now it's like we've done A, B, C, D, then people started answering. So I was able to make some records with some people that I loved, and I thought, well, the easiest thing to do would be to do songs that I love from Bond movies, because I didn't have that much time for it to do my next film. So I thought they're covers, love to do it. Did it, accidentally bumped into John Barry at a studio, introduced to him by George Martin. This is huge.
Wow.
Name dropping stuff.
Yeah.
Played him a couple of things, really liked it. And I think they started using the track that I did with Propellerheads for the
yeah.
car park, the multi-story car park chase sequence in Tomorrow Never Dies, where Pierce Brosnan is in the back of a BMW and he's driving it with his phone.
That was one of those preposterous bits of Bond, though, ever.
Well, I don't know about ever.
Well, maybe not ever, but, you know. And maybe the invisible car.
One of them.
That was possibly them, yeah.
Or
but,
the
yeah,
invisible car one, yeah. when he's... What about... the guy with the ice palace who was trying to melt James Bond from a space laser controlled by a remote controlled thing on his arm in Die Another Day. That was another one. Well, the thing is, it's always been sort of occasionally ridiculous, but
which is the
but
point?
Fun,
yeah.
Obviously, like with sort of Daniel Craig's era, you know, we've sort of taken a step back from that since Die Another Day. It's kind of moved into a slightly more sort of realistic, darker tone, I think. And I mean, M refers to him in Casino Royale as a blunt instrument, you know, and I think his tenure is sort of very different to previous Bonds, but no less interesting. So there's this other kind of world that's opened up for Bond that perhaps wasn't really there before. But over the generations, obviously, people have loved, they all have their favourites.
Yeah.
I think people tend to love the one that they saw in the cinema first, which is why I love You Only Live Twice the best.
Well, it's interesting because Roger Moore died, obviously, recently, so that,
yeah.
this cropped up a lot.
Yeah.
And I think the first Bond I saw was Roger Moore, so hence I have that, you know, that weird connection.
You're a huge Roger Moore fan. I mean, what I love about Bonds is that at the start of each one of them, potentially you are watching the best James Bond film ever made, and it could potentially be your favourite. And for some people, the last one or the one before or the next one will be that film.
Yeah.
It will be that one, and it will be that song, and it will be that Bond, and it will be that film. That will be the one that everything else has to compare to.
Stay with us, because we could talk more. There's plenty to talk about, of course. David Arnold with us. Casino Royale is being performed at the Royal Albert Hall, the live orchestra to the film soundtrack. We'll talk a bit more about that as well. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin, get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
Morning. Sorry, Stevie's a bit poorly, so we won't be coming to nursery today.
Okay, thanks for letting us know.
So I brought Max instead. I packed his favourite toy. He normally naps twice a day and loves playing outside.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the spicy chicken snack wrap. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m., price of participation may vary.
A wise man once said, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing.
And that's especially true when it comes to making a PPI claim, particularly now the deadline for claims has been announced. So do something. Text PLEASE to 60777 and then let the claims guys do their thing. A free search to discover if you ever had PPI. What have you got to lose? One thing's for certain, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. So text PLEASE to 60777 and let the claims guys do the rest.
The claims guys.
I used to be a labourer. Yeah, I'd be on site by 7 every morning, which meant getting up at the break of dawn instead of staying in bed, cuddling my wife Dawn. But now I drive with Uber, and I start when I want.
Are you ever going to get up?
Or when Dawn wants me to.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber. Where to?
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Staffordshire, the M6 southbound junctions 10A to 10, the outside lane was blocked by an accident. That's been moved out the way now, but traffic's still very slow. Also in Staffordshire, the A500 at Audley eastbound between the Audley turnoff and the Tock roundabout, the inside lane's closed by a broken down vehicle. Lincolnshire, the A1 at Marston southbound at the Tollbar Road junction, it's blocked with queuing traffic because of an accident. M4 at Cardiff eastbound, junctions 33 to 32, the inside lane is blocked by a multi-vehicle accident, so expect delays here. I'm Stuart Watt.
When it's hot outside, remember to keep up on your juice. Thank you. You see, when you spend your dosh on selected essential products at Juicin, you will earn double juice points all July. So whether you're stocking up on fixings, equipment, hand tools or clothes, accessories, adhesives or power tools, the double points from the Juicin Juicy July event will have you earning rewards quicker than your mate. So sign up now at juicerewards.co.uk and earn rewards from Juicin today. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Just trying to sort of persuade David Arnold, the legendary conductor, musician, film composer, to go on Celebrity Love Island or whatever it's called. But I'm not sure we're getting very far.
I think you'd find it quite interesting because during it, they actually strip back a lot of popular songs and make them really slow and get like artists.
Stripping probably being the operative word.
Yeah, it's a bit of a soundtrack.
Yeah,
there, so.
I've only ever heard about it. I've never actually seen it.
Yeah, no. Me either.
It might not be the show for me, I don't know.
Well, you don't knock it till you've tried it.
Right, exactly.
So let's talk a bit about, you mentioned Independence Day earlier,
yes,
as well, of course. And in terms of, and I want to mention Stargate as well.
Right.
Because when Stargate came out,
right,
that's got one of my favourite lines from any film in it, which is, it's Kurt Russell, isn't it, Stargate?
It is
and
Kurt Russell.
There's a bit when he comes out of the Stargate and just shouts, stay there and shoot anything that comes down that ramp.
Yes.
And that's just always stayed with me. And
yeah,
that's one of those things now me and my friends just say about ramps everywhere. If ever I see a ramp, a disabled ramp, I know that's inappropriate. But you know what I mean? If there's a ramp, I will say those words.
I did love that film, not least because it was the first proper Hollywood one that I did. But if you start thinking about it, it's like, you know, like Jay Davidson, that's this incredibly sort of camp, what was he, she, alien?
Yeah, yeah.
Meant to be, you know, sort of just the concept. It's like what happens is like everyone who lived in Egypt where the pyramids were made were kidnapped by aliens and enslaved and put onto another planet to work for the sun god. I don't know what they were supposed to be doing, but they had those huge, hairy, horsey, yakky things.
That's right, yeah.
And mastiges, they were called. That was it.
Oh, I don't know.
I couldn't quite figure out. They had a... There was a brilliant day one day. They were doing a lot of reshoots. Not a lot of reshoots, but there were some little plot points that needed clearing up. And they'd employed this guy who was a linguistics expert, I think at USC, to analyse the language that was spoken in Egypt at the time when this was all supposed to happen, and to extrapolate from that a workable, believable language that would have developed had there not been any other influence from any other planet, because they're on this other planet somewhere else. So the lines in the language that Jay Davidson was speaking meant something in this language. But of course, when you get to the bit like that's not really clear, they just redub it, or you know,
yeah.
using. Well, actually, they kept his words, but just the meaning changed completely. So you had these subtitles along the bottom, you know, saying like we must destroy the pyramid now, and that became get these people out of my sight. But the guy was still playing. I felt so sorry for him because he'd spent like a year, I think, developing this, this language.
Well. I hope they paid him well.
Well, yeah, he could have told them what to do in his language, and they wouldn't have known either.
How did you? So that was your first Hollywood gig.
Yes.
So
yes,
how
yes.
did you, sort of that come up? What was the jump?
I did a small British film called The Young Americans, which was Harvey Keitel and Viggo Mortensen, Tandy Newton.
Yeah.
So a lot of people like sort of early days in their film careers, with a friend of mine from Luton called Danny Cannon, who was directing. And I met him when he was 16 and I was 19, and we wanted to make films. And so we spent a lot of time making little sort of student-y films with a homemade video camera. And we used to have screenings and try and make it as professional as possible, using obviously zero equipment and no money. I think we had £6 for smoke once, which we bought from there was a joke shop in Luton Arndale Centre Market,
yeah.
where you could buy little smoke pellets. And if you lit one of them in a room, a small room, and waited for it to settle a little bit, and then put a little light outside your hatch if it was in your, you know, in your living room, and your mum had the serving
hatch,
through to
yeah,
the kitchen,
yeah.
and it, all of a sudden you could make it look a bit like Blade Runner because you had this beam of light going through the smoke. So that was like the extent of the technical things we had. And I used to record the little soundtracks I did on a friend of mine was the organist in a local Catholic church, and he had some synthesizers and some recording equipment. So at tea times on Tuesdays between 6 and 7, he used to let me go around his house, and I would play each of the parts of these little bits of score I was doing, and then mix it down onto a cassette, and then I'd be off by 7, and we'd stick it in these little films. One of them won the BBC Young Filmmaker of the Year competition, and as a result of that, Danny got into the National Film and Television School as a director.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah.
I applied to get in but didn't get in, but I carried on doing his films.
Were you really annoyed?
Marginally. Okay. I mean, I suppose I couldn't really blame them because I was uneducated in terms of what I was doing. I mean, I was doing it,
yeah.
and I was learning by doing. I wish I could play and write music, but I didn't have a composition degree. I didn't have a film composition degree. So I was untrained and self-taught, I suppose, in that regard. But then finding out that like, so many other people have done that as well, like Danny Elfman and Hans Zimmer.
Yeah.
You know, they're all people that didn't study film composition, but you know, bought something.
Had a passion for cinema.
Something to
well,
do it, like, exactly. Yeah. So the film came out, and I did a song called "Play Dead" with Björk at the
yes.
end, at the end
yeah.
of that, which became a sort of big thing for her, which opened up the sort of the record part of it. But one of the pieces of music in The Young Americans found its way to the producers of Stargate, because The Young Americans was sort of financed by lots of different people, MGM partially being one of them, I think. They liked this particular cue. It's called Christian's Requiem, and they played it to Roland Emmerich and Dean Devlin, and they then flew me over to talk to them about whether or not, you know, I'd be interested in doing Stargate, which the answer obviously was always going to be yes, because you know, you dream about these things.
Yeah.
I never thought I would make that leap, because literally, Young Americans was written in a bedroom at the foot of the bed using really, you know, basic equipment. So I was flown out not really knowing what I was doing. And I remember, like, going on the plane on the way over thinking, like, this is obviously the second thing I've ever done in my life, like, on a professional basis. And it's a big deal, you know, it's for a big studio.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, how do you pitch yourself? I remember reading, I think, Empire magazine, or where people would say, when you pitch a script to a studio, you know, you have to do it in a way that it's like Die Hard on a boat. You know, it's like you have to do it so it's very reductive.
Yeah.
And so
Jaws
people,
in Space
exactly,
was Alien, wasn't
yeah,
it, frankly?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I sort of went in and I sort of went, hello, ta-da. I think this is Star Wars meets Lawrence of Arabia. And we sort of went from there. And in many ways, I think it was.
Yeah.
And they asked me to do it 3 weeks later. So
wow.
It was incredibly improbable, and it's highly unusual that that happens, but went out there, did it, and then luckily that did well enough for them to
Independence
ask me back for Independence
yeah.
Day, exactly.
Yeah. Which, well, look, we could do this all afternoon, frankly.
Well, let's.
And I would.
There's no reason why we shouldn't.
There isn't.
I mean,
isn't,
what are we just about to do that's more important?
There's apparently some news or something.
Is it?
I don't know, yeah, apparently
well,
so.
Well, this is
so.
News.
Yeah, it is news of a sort.
You
yeah.
don't know what I'm about to say.
No, that's right. I'm happy for you to stay there, frankly.
Life changing.
But we were going to just play a bit of Chris Cornell as well out of this, because obviously you wrote the song, which was the Bond theme.
With Chris, yeah.
With Chris. And obviously, obviously died recently.
Yes.
Way ahead of his time, so we just thought we'd play a bit of that, because it's an excellent song. Here we go. Chris Cornell, of course, the late Chris Cornell. And just very quickly before we go to the news and stuff, David, so, you know, we were just saying, wasn't it, ahead of his time, taking ahead of his time, and kind of real shock, because, you know, we still don't quite know what happened to him, but you know, you obviously stayed in touch with him.
Yeah, it was horribly sad and completely unexpected, but my only memories of Chris are great ones, you know, as a person who was so on top of life, so full of enthusiasm for his work and especially for his family. And whenever we got together, it was just nothing but fun, you know. So, I mean, it was a real bolt out of the blue. It was a terrible shock. And just having to talk about things a lot more, you know, since he died, you realise how brilliant he was for this part, you know, because I've sort of said that, you know, I was looking for a voice that sounded like Daniel Craig acted in this film, you know, like a voice that could kick the wall down. And that's what you've got. But along that, you've got his incredible subtleties and, you know, like fabulous way of kind of like hugging the melody with like an intense sort of like dark romanticism. It sounds like we're critiquing the whole thing.
Yeah,
but you know, it's like when you're looking for someone to perform the opening song of a Bond movie, that's what you want. You want to say, this is the world you're about to get into. And I think what was brilliant about the song and him was that for the first time, it felt like the song served as a warning, you know, to Bond's enemies. And I just thought it was a really nice take on it. And the arrogance of saying, like, you know, he says the name's Bond, James Bond. I love the arrogance of calling it, you know, my name, because it's like he would just expect that you'd know who he was.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, that line, I just envisioned him having his hand around someone's neck and holding him up against the wall. And, like, and I said, who are you? He goes, like,
you know my name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, we know yours, we know his, and we know that yours here, how I seamlessly link. Thank you.
That's why they pay you the big bucks.
That's why, David. Saturday the 30th of September, there's a matinee performance, 2:30 and 7:30 at the Royal Albert Hall, the 21st James Bond film, wasn't it? Accompanied by live symphonic score for the first time ever.
And I think there's one on Sunday as well, the next day.
Oh, the next day as well? Yeah, okay. So there we go.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having
me. So much more to talk to you about. Come in again.
Well, I'm just not going to go home.
I didn't even get started on Bond songs that never made it.
Didn't do that.
And stuff.
Didn't do Sherlock.
We didn't do all the telly stuff, did we?
Loads of stuff.
We never got onto Big Brother.
No, I know. I never got onto Big Brother either.
But honestly, come in. Not that you're going to have trouble selling tickets, but come in again anyway.
Well, any time. I'd be delighted.
Well, you'll be very welcome.
Thank you very much.
David Arnold with us this afternoon, of course. Now, in the next half an hour, television stuff, because Sophie's here. She's work experience, and she's in because we don't have to pay her, and that's why she's going through some telly. But at 2:33, Victoria's got the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
A teenage girl has admitted killing a 7-year-old who was found seriously injured on a playing field in York. The 16-year-old pleaded guilty to manslaughter by diminished responsibility following Katie Ruff's death in January. The findings of a 3-year inquiry into historical child abuse on Jersey will be published in the next half an hour. It follows hundreds of accounts of sexual abuse of children in care over a number of decades. More nurses and midwives are leaving the profession in the UK than joining, for the first time on record, according to new figures. Those who aren't leaving for retirement say that low pay and poor working conditions are driving their decision. While Boris Johnson has refused to confirm reports suggesting he backs higher pay for public workers. Two men have been charged after ammunition and 79 guns were found in a vehicle's trailer as it was about to enter the Channel Tunnel in France. The pair, who are from Poland and the Czech Republic, were arrested following the discovery on Saturday. Graham Gardner from the National Crime Agency says the weapons would have been lethal if they made it across the channel.
I'm sure they would have been destined for the streets of London to criminal gangs, but because of their sheer volume, because there were 79, we just don't see that number. This is the biggest single seizure of this nature we've seen ever before. I'm sure they will have impacted on all the cities across the UK.
And it's only the first day of Wimbledon, but two British players are already out. Laura Robson was the first to go, followed by Cameron Norrie. The Duchess of Cambridge is in the royal box watching Andy Murray at the moment, who announced yesterday that his wife is pregnant with their second child. The weather, one or two showers, but otherwise dry and fine for most, highs of 25 degrees. There's more in less than half an hour, less than 25 minutes.
Oh, today. But it was worth it.
Fewer. Was David Arnold, for heaven's sake.
I know, yeah, he was very nice.
He is one of the nicest people I've ever met, without a doubt. You know, and I've not, I admit, I've met many nice people, but because most people are horrible. But he's lovely, isn't he?
Very interesting man.
Very interesting stuff. Well, the stuff he's done.
I know.
But you sort of go, that whole sort of quite down to earth, and then they flew me to LA to do Stargate. You go, what? They flew you to LA to do Stargate!
I've never been flown anywhere for a chat.
No, I have to. Every time I've had to go to a chat, I've had to pay for my own train ticket. It's just not fair. Victoria, thank you.
It's okay.
Thanks, now, Victoria.
I know there's going to be bonus news in and out. Now, here's what's cropped up. So, you know, somebody earlier said about doing mushroom news.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Because it wasn't a vegetable.
Because it's Claudio.
And it's not a. Yes, it is Claudio. And it's not a vegetable, it's a fungus. Which actually means there's more to the world than animal, vegetable, and mineral. Which I thought covered everything off, but it turned out fungal is a
We're
thing.
Not bringing in fungal news. Well,
this we were saying once a month, because we realise that it's not going to be as much fungus news animal.
We're not doing fungus news today.
Not today.
Because I've got a great story.
No, not today. But in the future, because the fungus news does crop up, as you say, mushrooms, toadstools, that stuff between moose's toes.
Let's not talk about that.
In the office. But, you know, so fungus does crop up.
He needs a pedicure.
We need to do it on the... something like the second Tuesday of every month. I like things when they're like
do
that.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I do like it for some reason.
Do you like being organised?
So you pick a number, John.
Hashtag
below four.
Three.
And pick a day of the week, Victoria.
Tuesday.
So the third Tuesday of every month will from henceforth be in Fungus News.
Cornelius, you're in charge of tracking when Fungus News takes place.
Okay, I'm going to put a regular... thing in my calendar, yeah.
Okay, good.
Hashtag Spectrum. Right, so in the next bit, Sophie will be with us for She Bringeth the Televisual Reviews. Big debate at 3 o'clock. And in around an hour's time, we'll be having a game of band or wrestler to celebrate Donald Trump's mad video where he put the CNN logo on a man's face. To have a fight with him or something. Right, all of that. Thanks, Victor. Why are you rocking backwards and forwards?
Because I'm going crazy and I need you to stop talking.
Okay, I'll stop now. I've stopped. I'll stop now.
Yeah. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Julius.
Julia Hartley-Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we are talking, and specifically, we very shortly will be talking television with Sophie. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
She's in for work experience punditry. So now, this is what we do. We drag our work experience is in here on a daily basis, and they are tasked with reviewing stuff. We do TV, we do music, we do film, we do geeky, gadgety stuff, and on a Wednesday, we do hipster nonsense. It's a Monday, though, so it means television. Sophie's been watching some. What have you seen with your work experience eyes?
Well, quite a lot, but first... We're going to start with...
I mean, I didn't mean generally in life. I mean, this was... I was particularly zoning this in on television. I wasn't saying, I saw some trees and a house and a car.
Well, I've got my contact lenses in today, so I can see everything.
Yeah, well, yes.
Are you saying this is the first time you've had your contact lenses?
Ever.
Because as a TV reviewer, I think that's very unfair on all the shows we've reviewed so far.
No, I can normally see quite well.
I see. Why have you gone contact lens today?
Well, I went cycling this morning, so had them in for some sports.
Yeah.
Because I like sports.
Yeah. You do the rowing.
I do the sports, yeah.
Yeah.
So I just kept them in, because why not?
Why not?
Don't want to, you know, save money and stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, back to television, which I've seen with my eyes and my contact lenses. You might know it's Pride Month this month. So BBC Three are doing quite a lot of stuff on Pride, and they have done this two-part, I'd say, documentary called I'm Coming Out, and it's about these boys who, and they basically film themselves telling their parents that they are gay.
Right.
So they come out on camera.
Right. So
quite interesting.
Yeah, well, it is, and because, you know, that's a difficult thing for people to do a lot of the time anyway.
Yeah.
So to do it to your parents and on camera at the same time.
Quite a lot of pressure.
Gives you some indication of the world we live in now, doesn't
it?
Yeah. People just wanting their moment in the sun.
Well, it's quite a big thing on YouTube.
Yeah.
So a lot of these boys have seen a lot of videos on YouTube, and they were quite inspired by them.
Okay.
So it's all...
Did it make it easier or harder, though?
Well, I think for them it made them a bit easier.
Yeah.
For them to
I reckon it probably would, because you feel like if a camera crew's turned up, you probably have to do it.
Yeah.
You're not going to...
And I suppose there's not an agenda there, but there's another reason for doing it, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
I assume we've got a clip.
Oh, we do, yes.
All right. Channel 4, did you say?
BBC 3.
Sorry. BBC 3,
obviously. BBC 3.
I want to film myself coming out because those videos that I've watched have helped me come to accept it. I'm not really sure what the reason is why I'm scared. It might just be things that I've heard my parents say. They'd probably prefer to have a straight son just because life would be easier for them. I've sort of had moments where I feel as though I could say it, and I've actually turned around to say it, and then it's like as if a wall comes up and I don't know what it is that's stopping me.
So that's a clip. What was it called? I'm Coming Out.
I'm Coming Out.
Right. It's interesting, the first bit we heard there, when he just sort of said, the reason I want to do it is because I've seen this happen on YouTube, which is what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. So I suppose if that's inspiring people to do it and making them... Because you'd like to think in this day and age that it wasn't an issue anymore. But I guess, as he was rightly saying, you know, so you don't know how parents are going to react and so on.
Yeah,
so
I think it's
a generational thing.
Yeah, it's a common presumption that it's going to be accepted. And it is much more widely accepted. But I think that the issue that they're sort of exploring in this is how families accept it rather than sort of the general public. And
so what's in the program then? Is it because obviously the parents have also got the cameras on them, so they're not going to go, oh my god, get out. Are they? It's, you know,
I think so the first episode is about Ross, who lives in a very small town in Wales. And he sits his parents down either side of him.
Aren't the parents going, why is there a camera crew in our land?
Well, yes, they are. They're kind of like, oh, what's going on? And then he says, you know, I think he basically goes along the lines of, oh, you guys know a lot about me, right? And they were like, yes. And then he says, well, did you know that I was gay? And they were like, no. And then he was like, well, you know now. And they were like, okay. And that was kind of it. It was a very much sort of...
Well, it's not the most dramatic.
Yeah, it was very like, okay, cool. Like, this is... I think the parents
are a bit... Is it set up
a
bit, though?
Because this is a bit weird on camera, isn't it?
Well, because the cameras... I mean, if my parents had a camera crew, and I just turned up and said, I'm with these guys, then my parents would go more than, what's going on?
Yeah.
They'd be like, how have you got telework?
They would say that. Did you change your agent?
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's a bit strange. I don't know how they just sort of... He does all the filming on his phone, to begin with, to be fair.
Oh, okay.
And I think the cameras that he does it on are probably his, if not... Because I don't know if the camera crew's there at the specific time.
Right. That's later.
Yeah, but it's still a bit... If your son or daughter put a camera in front of you, you would still be like, this is a bit weird. Why are you filming us on our sofa?
Yeah, and could you, before we start, Mum and Dad, could you sign this release form for BBC Three? Is that, can you just do that? What's this? Just sign it. Sign it. Or I can't use the footage. Sign it.
With the title, I'm Coming Out.
Yeah, yeah. What is it you want to tell us?
Yeah, I'm not sure how they went around that. But there you go.
Ah, the artifice of television. I don't know. Anyway, is it good?
Yeah, I think it's sort of aimed at young people, obviously, because it's BBC Three. Yeah.
How long are they?
30 minutes.
Okay.
So there's only two. So it's sort of... it's a sort of one-off thing. And I think for perhaps people who are in the same position as them, it's a really good thing to watch.
Yeah.
So I think it is quite inspiring.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, look, stay with us because we've got to talk more television. Where are we going next?
Next, we're going to The Secrets of Sleep.
The Secrets of Sleep. All right. Sophie, thank you. Sophie's with us, Work Experience Punditry. We'll be doing What She Said Then next. Don't forget, as well, after 3 o'clock, there's The Big Debate. We'll still take your reactions as well. You can react to, here's a number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And there's a Donald Trump's viral video CNN-faced man wrestling celebratory game of band or wrestler in around, it's around an hour's time. Talk Radio in the afternoons, Monday. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
I used to work in a call centre. Every weekend, instead of being with my man, lost in conversation, I was with customers who'd lost their internet connection. But now I drive with Uber, so I only work weekends when I feel like it.
Oh, the football's on this weekend.
Like this weekend.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
Man, that Hypnos bed is comfortable. Time to get up, work to do. Shower, tick. Shave, tick. Dressed, next question. Time for all-you-can-eat brekkie with the fellas. Bacon, sausages and more bacon. Probably even some beans. Today is a big day. Because you are scaffolders. Whatever your story, this is a great place to start. Premier Inn. Premier You.
Breakfast prices and options may vary. Exclude certain locations.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Staffordshire, M6 southbound junctions 10A to 10, the outside lane was blocked by an accident. That's been moved out of the way now, but traffic's still very slow. Also in Staffordshire, the A500 at Audley eastbound between Audley turnoff and the Tock roundabout, the inside lane's closed by a broken down vehicle. Lincolnshire, the A1 at Marston southbound at the Toll Bar Road junction, it's blocked with queuing traffic because of an accident. M4 at Cardiff eastbound, junctions 33 to 32, the inside lane is blocked by a multi-vehicle accident, so expect delays here. I'm Stuart Watt.
When it's hot outside, remember to keep up on your juice. Thank you. You see, when you spend your dosh on selected essential products at Juicin', you will earn double juice points all July. So whether you're stocking up on fixings, equipment, hand tools or clothes, accessories, adhesives or power tools, the double points from the Juicin' Juicy July event will have you earning rewards quicker than your mate. So sign up now at juicerewards.co.uk and earn rewards from Juicin' today. Terms and conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we are talking television, because Sophie's with us doing work experience punditry. Before we continue that, though, a lot of the news is happening just now. I just checked in the news bag, and, well, it's all happening in there, isn't it? The tennis is on. We were talking about this earlier. Andy Henman and Timmy...
Isn't it suspended? Oh, no, they're back on.
Timothy Mound are fighting in the area of the net... And there was a juice. I saw one of them drinking some juice. I think it was barley water. There was a tennis bat. Someone was wielding a tennis bat, and then a ball got hit around a bit. And then
there's normally a ball boy who gets injured by a tennis ball, and then the player will tweet about them, and then all of a sudden the player's a god.
Yeah.
So that'll probably happen.
Yeah. Well. And there's I can see some people now just watching it there. That's the latest in the tennis. So that's happened. Donald Trump's had a fight with a man with some news as a head and tweeted that out as well. It's just complicated, the news.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, Cornelius, see, but you can't even get your CNN
head
logo
around it,
can you? No. And it is complex, and it's all right, we're here to help, because what we do is we take the news and, as regular listeners know, we analyse it using short-form Oriental verse. Japanese poetry, really, in many ways. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Nurses would rather leave their jobs than have Me Hunter's their boss.
Nanny Holmes. In haikus. So Sophie is with us. She is our work experience, or one of them, and she is tasked with reviewing the television for you as part of work experience punditry. Here, simply because it's work experience, we don't have to pay her. We've already talked about BBC Three's I'm Coming Out programme. What are we talking about next?
We're going to talk about The Secrets of Sleep. So Channel 4 have done another special documentary, and this time round it's about sleep. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
And basically, every week they invite sort of three or four people into a sleep clinic who have sort of sleep problems.
Yes.
And they sort of monitor them for 36 hours in a house, day and night, and see if they can help them out.
Right. And what sort of problems are we talking about?
So we've got sleepwalking, night terrors, narcolepsy. There's a man who has something called, not narcolepsy, but cataplexy.
Oh, that's the one. Now, that's the one where if you laugh or something,
yeah,
is that
so
right? Then
if you have very strong emotions,
yeah,
you suddenly sort of fall to the floor and can't really move, and you don't fall asleep exactly, but it's very strange.
It's going to be perfectly safe listening to this program.
No strong emotions.
So, no laughter. It's just fine.
Maybe strong boredom.
Yes. Exactly. All right, Sophie. I'm an egg. So it's your bit.
Yeah. Sorry. Strong apologies.
Yeah, David, yeah, it's great. Yeah, no, it's great.
No one fell asleep during David Arnold. That's all I'm saying.
He was very interesting.
He was very interesting. So what have we learned from? What are the secrets of sleep?
Well, let's have a look on my little sheet of paper.
Yeah.
Don't have tea before bed. I mean, that's quite an obvious one, I would think.
Is it? I thought it was coffee you weren't supposed to have before.
Well, tea's also got caffeine in it.
Yeah, I mean, not as much.
Enough.
What are they suggesting? Hot milk?
Whatever. Oh. Nothing with caffeine or sugar. Just water.
Okay.
Stop going on your phone, stop the social media.
But people had sleep problems before the phone and social media, didn't they?
They did. They did, that is true. But basically they just kind of say that having a good routine, so going to bed roughly at the same time and waking up roughly at the same time is going to help you quite a lot. And then for some people, napping was good, and for some people, napping was bad.
See, napping, when you're falling asleep as a nap, it feels brilliant. But then, the trouble is, when I used to do a breakfast show, and I used to go to sleep in the afternoon, I'd wake up and I'd feel like I've got a hangover. I felt awful.
Really groggy.
Let's have a clip. Anyway, this is The Science of Sleep from Channel 4. Secrets of Sleep.
I don't have the best relationship with sleep.
It is torturous not being able to sleep properly.
It's actually a really terrifying thought. Will I ever be able to sleep?
Across the British Isles, getting a good night's sleep has never been trickier.
I am a snorer. Sound like a squeaky pig on a wooden ship.
Oh my God, oh my God!
My catchphrase is, oh my God.
Oh my God!
I know, I maybe touch myself or sometimes, you know, I'm not really in control.
We are now the worst sleepers in Europe. And for some, these nightly troubles are taking over their waking lives.
I fall asleep in the bath, watching telly, in a car, at work, on the toilet.
Interesting people's sleeping arrangements there. Even the man who touches himself. Well, I do that when I'm awake. Sorry. Maybe I should see someone about that. I mean, I find it fascinating. Sleep is fascinating because it's such a, you know, it is a common thing we share, but everyone does sleep differently. You shout.
I have bad sleep. I sleep quite badly quite often. I can, recently especially, wake myself up a lot by shouting.
Really?
Full on shouting. So, I mean, I don't think it's the reason my flatmate has recently moved out.
I think it might be.
But it could well be. But yeah, sometimes I just go, "Aah!" like that in the middle of the sleep and then wake myself up.
But do you remember what you were shouting about?
No, not at all. Oh. Not at all. When I was much younger, I used to share a room with my brother, and I once was singing Paolo Nutini in my sleep.
No.
When new shoes came out.
What, every time you got new shoes, you were singing
Paolo Nutini? No, song. But yeah, no, recently, it's, I just woke myself up and go, like, <that's>
Do you sleep well, Sophie?
I sleep really well.
Do you?
I just...
All right, show off.
Yeah, I used to think that.
I once got asked by a physio how I slept, and I was like, oh, really well, thanks. But obviously he meant what position I slept. And I was like, oh, right.
Did you say, I don't know, I'm asleep?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I would say.
It was very embarrassing.
I don't know. I know what position I wake up in and possibly fall asleep in. What position I actually sleep in could be anything.
I think once, and I think this has only ever happened to me once, I fell asleep in the same position and woke up in the same position.
Oh, but how do you know you didn't jiggle around in the meantime?
And then went, I don't, I suppose. Yeah. I think I sleep really well.
Yeah. Do you not do that each morning?
I've got it on my phone, Sophie. Yeah. You wanna... That's not weird. We're out of time, Sophie.
That's fine.
I know.
I'm finished.
Hey, we're done. Good. Timed that very well. But all right, thank you for coming in.
Yeah,
I presume you'll be back.
Yes. Always.
All right, then. Have a good night's sleep.
Thank you.
Sophie there with us, work experience, punditry, of course. Now, in the next hour of the programme, we will bring you the big debate just after 3 o'clock. And, of course, Donald Trump has tweeted a video over the weekend of himself having a fight with a man for some news as ahead. To celebrate that, we will be playing Band or Wrestler on Talk Radio in the afternoons between now and four. News is coming next with Victoria.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda, the power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Now get more Honda for less with no deposit, 0% APR representative and up to 5 years free servicing on selected cars in the range at your local dealership until 31st of July. Honda, the power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
Morning. Sorry, Stevie's a bit poorly, so we won't be coming to nursery today.
OK, thanks for letting us know.
So I brought Max instead. I packed his favourite toy. He normally naps twice a day and loves playing outside.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the spicy chicken snack wrap. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
When it's hot outside, remember to keep up on your juice. Thank you. You see, when you spend your dosh on selected essential products at Juicin, you will earn double juice points all July. So whether you're stocking up on fixings, equipment, hand tools or clothes, accessories, adhesives or power tools, the double points from the Juicin Juicy July event will have you earning rewards quicker than your mate. So sign up now at juicerewards.co.uk and earn rewards from Juicin today. Terms and conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Victoria's got the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, abuse in Jersey, nurses quitting the NHS and that Trump video.
Talk radio.
The findings of an inquiry into historical child abuse on Jersey are about to be published. It's taken more than 3 years to produce and follows hundreds of accounts of sexual abuse of children in care over a number of decades. Police identified 151 offenders, but just 7 people were convicted. Alan Collins is a lawyer representing many of the victims.
I think they will be looking for recognition of what had happened in the past, what went wrong, and also an understanding as to why it went wrong. They'll also be looking for acknowledgement on the part of those responsible for child protection, a sense of responsibility.
In the last few minutes, the notorious Hort de Lorraine Children's Home in Jersey should be demolished. That's one of the findings of the long-awaited report. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. A 16-year-old girl has admitted killing a 7-year-old who died after being found seriously injured on a playing field in York in January. The teenager has pleaded guilty to Katie Ruff's manslaughter by diminished responsibility. Boris Johnson's refused to confirm reports he's the latest cabinet member pressing for public workers to get bigger pay rises. Meanwhile, new figures reveal more nurses and midwives are leaving than joining the profession, with many citing working conditions and pay. German police say they believe 18 people have died on a burning bus on a motorway in Bavaria. 48 people were on board the coach and it crashed into a lorry and burst into flames. And CNN has accused Donald Trump of encouraging violence against reporters. It's after the US president tweeted a video of him wrestling a man with the broadcaster's logo superimposed on his face. A White House aide says it shouldn't be seen as a threat, though. Professor of US politics Scott Lucas has told Talk Radio it can't be dismissed as a lighthearted clip.
I think a White House staff member arranged for this with Trump. The White House has been saying how pleased they are with this. And if that is the case, this isn't just simply Trump going off his head. This is an organized White House campaign going after to try to break the U.S. media in what I think is probably the most serious clash since the Watergate period.
Talk Radio National Weather.
I was thinking about this, right? Because that's they had a fight, okay, but with the CNN logo, and that's gone viral. Now everyone knows about it, right? So what we need a couple of people to have a fight and film it with the Talk Radio logo on their face.
Yeah, that would do wonders.
Wrestling or fighting?
Either.
Because wrestling's a bit safer, isn't it?
Well, it depends who you'd... I mean, which two people around here would you like to see have a fight with the Talk Radio logo on their face?
You.
And?
Yeah.
The Moose.
And Denny.
Me and Denny, the boss.
Yeah, because you're a similar size.
Right. Toe-to-toe, mano-on-mano, with the Talk Radio logo on our face. Would that go viral? I think it probably would.
You could do it in the Talk Radio gazebo.
Yes, there is that.
Cage match.
Yeah, gazebo fighting. That could be a whole new thing. Because the walls are softer than a cage, aren't they, as well? So you wouldn't get sort of spikes if you... That could be a thing.
Have we, while we're in the news...
Yeah.
Huge news.
Huge
which
news.
Which I'm surprised hasn't made it into your bulletin. Tony Hadley has announced departure from Spandau Ballet due to reasons beyond circumstances beyond his control.
Sorry, is this the news from 1987 or something?
No, as of 12:14 today, he tweeted.
Because they had a big falling out, didn't they, Spandau Ballet, and then got back together.
Mm-hmm. And now there's some sort of circumstances that are beyond Tony Hadley's control.
Wow.
Which means he's no longer in it.
It's a shame he can't break through those barricades. It's a Spandau Ballet song.
Okay. He should have done Gold or True.
The ones you know.
Yeah.
Well.
Showing your age now, John.
The best... No, Through the Barricades is newer than those songs. It's the best song. Through the Barricades by Spandau Ballet. And I'll have no one...
Well, it's not anymore, because Tony Hadley isn't in the band, so... Oh.
You got the weather?
Oh, yeah. Haven't I done that?
No.
Okay. Can you introduce me, please?
Here's Victoria with the weather.
One or two showers, but otherwise try and find for most highs of 25 degrees.
It's more than half an hour.
I don't say that now.
Yeah, but I'm saying. And it's bonus news today.
Yeah,
in around half an hour's time. So we will bring in, if it's happening in the world of animals.
What?
Animal news.
It's on in around half an hour's time. Now here's Ben, that's his voice there, with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former Chelsea and England captain John Terry has been speaking for the first time since agreeing a one-year deal at Aston Villa. Now 36 years old, Terry says he still has lots to achieve and Villa Park is the perfect place to do so, with the club seeking promotion back to the Premier League. In what could be the most talked about transfer of the summer, TalkSport understands Everton want to bring Wayne Rooney back to Goodison Park. We're told it's inevitable that Rooney will return to the Toffees. Meanwhile, Michael Keane's having a medical at Finch Farm ahead of his move from Burnley. To Wimbledon, so far so good for Andy Murray as he defends his title on centre court against Alexander Bublik. Two British players are already on their way home after first round defeats, but at the going rate Murray won't be joining them. He's just taken the first two sets against his Russian opponent 6-1, 6-4 before rain stopped play. Don't forget, Lions versus All Blacks, the third test decider in Auckland, is live on TalkSport on Saturday morning from 7 a.m. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. Thank you very much there, Ben, for your pre-recorded sport. And Victoria for your live news. Now, still to come on the programme, there will be a game of band or wrestler. Now, wrestlers, of course, have odd names, the wrestlers, don't they? Turns out the American ones do from the WWF thing. And the British ones from the 1980s and the 1970s, when they used to be on ITV in the afternoon, they all have silly names. So do bands. So is it a wrestler or a band? Find out in a game of band or wrestler. Celebratory game. Because, you know, Donald Trump had a fight with a man with a CNN logo on his head. And that was all to do with Donald Trump and something to do with wrestling. I don't know. Anyway, that's on the way. Big debate is coming next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, it is time now for the big debate. So, as Boris Johnson adds his posh, bumbling voice to call for an end to the pay cap, pretending to be on the side of the public sector workers, yet clearly actually using the row to begin manoeuvring himself into position for a future leadership bid, aligning himself with those in the cabinet and front benches who would oppose Theresa May and Philip Hammond. Yeah, we can see through this, Boris. I mean, to be honest, it's quite hard to believe you give a stuff about nurses, if I'm honest. Jeremy Hunt doesn't. He's their boss. It comes at a time when another Jeremy, Corbyn, this one, has managed to reposition himself as the new Jesus. First speaking to the throng at Glastonbury and yesterday giving loaves and fishes out to people on the austerity march in London. There's a Labour press conference scheduled for later this afternoon where Jeremy Corbyn has said he will cure a leper. But despite Labour's defeat in the pay cap amendment vote last week, whatever side you're on, calls for this pay cap to be abolished do appear to be picking up steam. Now, on the telephone line that we have here in the studio is Gary. Call Talk Radio. Hello, Gary.
Hi there.
Hello, Gary. Good to talk to you. Good for you talking to talk. Thank you. Now,
it's good to be good. Good to be here.
Yes. Now, you heard me say the word steam there, and you, I understand, are anti-steam. You're part of this anti-steam lobby. You want to see it abolished. Is that right?
Yes, it is rubbish water, John.
Yeah. Tell me about exactly what's wrong with it.
I think it's lazy. I think it's lazy water.
Yeah.
I think it's water that can't be bothered to bring itself together and sit in your glass.
Right. And that's your issue with it. It's just absolutely laziness.
Yeah, that, and also it burns my tongue.
Right, okay. So let me put this to you, right? Golden age of steam, okay? People talk about that all the time. This was a time, going back to when steam, of course, was more valuable than gold. It used to be openly traded. It used to be, well, you remember the steam mines, where people used to just pull it out of the ground, of course. But we've got it now. It's here to stay. Why can't you just find a way to live with it?
Well, I mean, I can't. I've tried, you know, and you know what? I've been burned before. It's what happens every time I try and get involved with it.
Yeah.
Anytime I investigate, I burn my face, I burn my arms, I burn my hand. You know, once burned, twice shy. Three times, never again. Four times, oh dear, I've done it again.
Yeah.
Five times, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Six times, this is getting ridiculous. Seven times, I should have just stayed at home.
Yeah. What? Eight times?
Eight times, I'm going to go to sleep now.
Okay. Just don't, though. Just stay on that line, because I want to bring in somebody with the opposing point of view to you, and that's Marion. Good afternoon, Marion.
Oh, good afternoon, John.
Thank you very much for getting in touch, Marion. Now,
no problem. My pleasure.
Yes. Okay. Well,
yes.
You've heard Gary there. Steam. Yes. Tried to get involved with it. Just got burned wherever he tried to get involved with it. Is it a safety issue with steam?
Not really. No, I think Gary's obviously sticking his fingers in the wrong holes if he keeps getting them burned.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I find steam fascinating. It's got many great uses. You've already mentioned the golden age of steam, which
of course
started my interest in trains. I've seen you down at the local train station spotting the trains with your anorak on as well. And without steam, we wouldn't have trains. We wouldn't have saunas.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to cook my food in my chosen method. Steaming vegetables and steaming a pudding at Christmas.
Yes, but you can't have it both ways. You can't say. I mean, the government have quite clearly stated, of course, there is no magic steam tree. Where will we be getting, you know, steam from? You can't just shake a tree and expect steam to come off. You just cited many examples of steam, but it's not a never ending. You know, it's not. It doesn't. Steam doesn't grow in kettles, does it?
No, well, that's how it's grown, isn't it? They've saunas in Sweden, although they've done those trials there to produce more steam.
Yeah.
If you want to make your own personal amount of steam, then you need a small kettle or something in your home.
Yes, but like I said, there's not, you know, there are only a limited amount of steam to go around, isn't there? I mean, Gary, you'll back me up on this, I'm sure. The cost of a barrel of steam now is, what, $150 on the open market, I think?
It is ridiculous. It's grown way beyond any feasible way to actually maintain it.
Yeah.
We have to stop our reliability on steam. The mines are gone. They're done with.
Well, Mrs. Thatcher closed the steam mines, of course, and it led to all of those the riots, weren't there, between the kettle manufacturers and the police back in the 80s. What kind of steam, given austerity, which is, you know, what many people are talking about, what kind of steam would be best given austerity? Yes or no, Gary?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Same question to you, Marion. Yes or no? What kind of steam?
Oh, yes.
Hmm. Okay. James Watt. James what?
What?
James what?
What?
James what?
What?
Steam engine, 1763 to 1775, of course, and that replaced the Newcomen steam engine of 1712, didn't it, with its separate condenser and rotary motion. So, are you saying that you want that to be brought to an end?
Me, absolutely. As far as I'm concerned, that can go the way of
it could go the way of
the dinosaur.
It could go the way of. Yeah, Marion, come back in on that, because that's going to leave us with, if you get rid of steam, isn't it, it's going to leave us with a load of steam engines just lying around.
Right. Yes, that's fine, because that's really good for letting off steam.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I get a little bit frustrated,
yeah,
especially with idiots on the telephone, and I have to let off some steam.
Yeah.
This steampunk right here, I would just... he should be careful about pushing me, because I will take him down in a gazebo anytime. I will take him down and take him out
in a gazebo.
Like Ernie Hadley.
Fight.
Come on, then.
What do you... Hang on.
Come on.
Stop. Let's... I want to just mention these giant kettles for a minute, of course. Now, this is... They're very expensive. You know, again, we get into the arguments about who's going to pay for these kettles. But anyway, now, these are being used, and I'm quoting now from the Foreign Office...
Letting off some steam.
Foreign Office policy document. Immigrants are using giant kettles to steam open borders and go into whatever country they like. Under the country. Should we ban kettles?
I think absolutely. I think kettles have long since been done.
No! What are you talking about?
Well, we're talking about banning kettles.
No! You can't go doing that.
Well, the thing is, I mean, if steam is a problem, if we need to get rid of steam, right? Now, what you could do, of course, is take kettles and imprison them, and then whenever steam came out of them, then the steam would just be in the prison as well.
No. Rubbish. Talking rubbish.
Yeah, but you can't... Look, you're talking, well, you can't just say free. Talking rubbish. You need to offer a solution to this.
Oh, honestly, John, I wouldn't give you the steam off my...
I don't want the steam off that, thank you. But that's another problem, isn't it? That does steam... I mean, what about, okay, all right, what about if we put it, I suppose, like this, self-esteem, right? Now, that's where, of course, it's like self-harm, isn't it? But it's where you steam yourself, isn't it? It's where you steam, allow steam to come off. What do you make of that? If part of you steamed yourself, self-esteem.
I think it's wholly unnecessary, personally. Yeah. I apologise for interrupting you there, but I think it's wholly unnecessary. I think people should be able to find their own ways of making through. Give me a self-esteem. Give me confidence. Give me something to work toward. Self-esteem. Right. Do me a favour.
Right. And what do you think?
Absolute rubbish. Talking rubbish.
Yeah. Well, you say that, but you keep saying that. But you're offering no argument. Typically, I mean, you might as well call LBC if you're just going to say that.
Well, I'd like to come on LBC and give him a piece of my mind.
Right. Which piece of your mind would you...
The frontal lobe.
Right. Interesting. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word? I'm going to need one word just to sum this up, if that's all right.
Gazebo.
Great. Thank you very much indeed. It's interesting, isn't it? Covered off a lot there, but I mean, we're out of time, really. We've got to go to traffic and travel. But steam. I mean, do we need steam? Right, it's there, you know. It comes out of kettles, you know. And I say, and people do self esteem, don't they? And that's not good. And that costs the NHS a lot of money. We've got floral tributes now and gang war. Why do we need steam? Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. We'll take your reactions. And that was the big debate.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
It was great in the early days. We were on a roll. But now, it's just not working. I need to maintain a healthy distance. So, I'm going to dump you. All four of you.
Which tyres did you want, mate?
The Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3. Helping you stop short on both dry and wet roads. Visit goodyear.co.uk to find your local dealer. Goodyear, made to feel good.
Is now your baby's feeding time? Maybe it's your sorting through some bills time. Or, if you're enjoying some you time, it could be the perfect time to renew your tax credits. Your world isn't 9 to 5, so neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. Do it now. Visit gov.uk/managetaxcredits now. We're ready when you are.
Now at TradePoint, get 3 for £33 on selected Leyland Trade paint. See in-store for more details or visit tradepoint.co.uk to view the full range. Hurry, offer ends 9th of July. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Staffordshire, M6 southbound junctions 10A to 10, the outside lane was blocked by an accident. That's been moved out of the way now, but traffic's still very slow. Also in Staffordshire, the A500 at Audley eastbound between Audley turnoff and the Tock roundabout, the inside lane's closed by a broken down vehicle. Lincolnshire, the A1 at Marston southbound at the Tollbar Road junction, it's blocked with queuing traffic because of an accident. M4 at Cardiff eastbound, junctions 33 to 32, the inside lane is blocked by a multi-vehicle accident, so expect delays here. I'm Stuart Watt.
Gary just acquired a shiny new club for his golf play. A graphite quad axial driving triumph. All because he purchased a new mobile phone deal from Carphone Warehouse. Switch with us and save on average £152 compared with shopping elsewhere. What will you spend it on? Carphone Warehouse. We compare, you save.
Saving compared with major networks over 24 months. Promotional incentives excluded.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Still to come on what we optimistically continue to refer to as a programme then, a game of band or wrestler. Donald Trump has tweeted this video, you've probably seen it by now, of him having a joshing wrestle with someone from some years ago. But what he's done is taken the man's head face and he's superimposed the CNN logo across the man's face. So he's like bringing down fake news, network at a time.
Do you reckon he asked someone to make that?
Well, I don't know, because like I was saying earlier, how has he had the time? I mean, I don't get the time. I didn't have the time at the weekend to look at Twitter, let alone... I'm not the leader of the free world. Mm. And all I had to do was go to the tip to take some cardboard, play with the children, fix a toilet seat, you know, and talk to my mum and dad for a bit because they were visiting. That's what I did. And I didn't have time to go on Twitter, really. No. Whereas he's the leader of the free world and he's got to, you know, deal with the congressional budgets for the replacement to Obamacare. And he's you know, doing the travel ban with the Muslims. He's banning more Muslims each and every day. And you can't do that in half an hour.
No,
you know,
it's not easy.
It takes ages to ban a Muslim. So he's got all that to do, and he's still found time to make himself a video of a man with CNN for a face.
Very surprising.
I don't know how he has
to at least order it.
How's the time? Yeah.
Must be, this is what you need to do, so, but with the face but there.
Who was that you were doing?
Donald Trump.
Oh, right. Do it again?
I can't do it. It's going to be huge. Yeah, but the face, I can't do it.
No, I know.
I'm really gutted that I tried.
Right. I'm fairly embarrassed for you. And I'm not even you. Anyway, there's a chance that this programme could get an award. Let's talk about that. Because you spotted Ian.
Spotted, yes.
Spotted.
Yeah, well, there's excellent news for our station, John.
Yeah, go on.
Is that, definitely my favourite show, yeah. On the station, the Badass Women's Hour.
Oh, yes.
Which is on Saturdays.
Where there are some women with horrible bottoms, is that?
Yeah, that's right. One of them has IBS, one Crohn's, yeah. And...
Just the other one's got hemorrhoids.
Yeah, that is it. No, piles.
Piles,
yeah.
Well, that's the same thing.
Well, they've been nominated, John, for a Diversity in Media Award in the category...
Yes.
Best Radio Programme / Station of the Year.
Right.
And the great thing is, it is a public vote.
Right now.
So if you go to diversityinmediaawards.com.
Yes.
And click on the top menu, Vote Now. It then takes you to a SurveyMonkey website.
Yes.
Scroll down to Category 8.
Yeah.
And just vote for the Badass Women's Hour.
Yeah.
And then click Next, right. Which is exciting. There's lots of nominations in lots of categories.
Right.
And then I got very excited when I found Category 16, John.
Category 16, Diversity in Media Awards. Go on.
Because, John,
yes.
There's no nominations. You can suggest anyone.
Yes.
For their outstanding contribution to British media.
Yes.
And when I was filling out my choices, I was thinking, who do I know that does his utmost to help diversity in media.
Yeah, well, who is that?
Well, it's you,
it's
John.
It's me, isn't
it? Of course.
Yeah, that's right, because we have every single day on this programme the Diversity Paper Review. And each day, a different diversity comes in here, gets airtime in the media, and reviews those papers from a point of view of their diversity.
Yeah, I know.
And we've been doing that for over a year, and it makes us, as we often say, the most diverse programme in broadcasting.
If anything, it's an outstanding contribution, John, to British media in terms of diversity.
Nobody else is doing it. Everyone else sort of seems to struggle with crowbarring diversity and ticking a box here, sticking a person on there because they tick that box. All that stuff. Not us. We get the diversity comes in, they review the papers, boom, done, from their point of view. That is true diversity. So in many ways, I am its champion.
Yeah, so obviously when I voted earlier in the week, I put John Holmes the Diversity Paper Review on Talk Radio.
Yeah. Why aren't we nominated in all the other categories?
I don't know how to enter. Oh. I don't know if you can enter or if it's just something that they choose.
We should enter every category. What are some of the other categories?
Well, it's too late because the shortlists have been announced. There's number nine is Diversity Champion of the Year, which again you're missing from.
Well, who have they got down for that?
Guy Black.
You can't just put that. What?
I believe he's a white man as well. Right. John Myler, or Miller, but with one L.
Yes.
Karen Blackett.
Oh, I can see what they're doing.
Lord Waheed Ali.
Oh, yeah.
Philip O'Farrell.
Yes.
Sarah Geeta.
Right.
Toby Milden.
Yeah.
Or Vivian Francis.
I don't think any
of those people
have done anything fewer than me. Do they have a little listen to radio show every weekday afternoon where a different diversity reviews the papers? No, they do not.
No, I don't. Lord Waheed Ali might, but the others I'm pretty sure don't.
Pretty sure don't have that. So, but who nominated the ladies' bottom hour programme up from this station?
I'm not sure. I've no idea how that came about.
Because there's someone from this station nominated them, presumably.
I've no idea. I don't know.
But not us.
Yeah, I know.
We've got a whole feature based on it.
Yeah, literally. I mean, it's there, front and centre.
Yeah.
But it's fine, because I think it was tactical, really, because they were thinking, we best well just leave Category 16, Outstanding Contribution to British Media, to the Diversity Paper Review.
Yes. So remind us how we get on there. If you're listening to this, please go and vote for me. Write my name down.
Not just the Diversity Paper Review. You so graciously stepped aside from the Now Show.
On Radio 4.
Yeah.
So in many ways, I've done a lot this year for diversity, because I left the Now Show on Radio 4 so they can have more diversity.
Yeah, that's really gracious of you
and that was
to volunteer
in the papers.
To do that. Yeah,
so how's that been overlooked?
I know. It's unforgettable. DiversityInMediaAwards.com. Go to Category 8 and vote for the Badass Women Hour, the only radio show about women with
bottoms.
Bowel problems.
Yeah.
And then Category 16, Outstanding Contribution to British Media.
Yeah.
John Holmes for the Diversity Paper Review on Talk Radio.
Yeah. Diversity in Media.
What is it? It's the Diversity in Media Awards.com.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll get invited to the ceremony.
That would be excellent. I've got a speech planned.
Well, they've got BBC newsreader, journalist, and DIVA columnist Jane Hill will be hosting the awards at the Hilton Waldorf in London.
Well, there we are.
And that's in September. So.
Right. So plenty of time to get your nomination in. There.
Although you don't have until then. We should be voting will close earlier, so they can write our names on the award.
Oh, they've got to send them off to be engraved.
Yeah. So just be aware of that.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah.
But diversityinmediaawards.com.
Yeah.
Category 8 for the Badass Women's Hour.
Yes.
And Category 16 for John Holmes for the Diversity Review, Diversity Paper Review
on Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Because we, at the end of the day, we do have, I'm just trying to think of some of our diversities that we have. You know, we've got a broad range.
Yeah, we do.
Of everybody.
All colours of the rainbow.
Exactly. And a bisexual. Rudd is, isn't he? Marta comes in and does it, and she's an immigrant.
An immigrant,
from Spain. So
an outward look in to the news.
Yeah.
For the country.
So we very much cover it in a very broad. Anyway, that's what we urge you to do. So, you know, awards, innit? Right, so in the next bit of the programme, there cometh Victoria with her bonus news. Today we bring you animal news. It's on the way.
Animal news.
That's right. Because there are three categories of things. Brackets four, we've just discovered. Animal, vegetable and mineral, brackets fungus. Close brackets. Because that's none of those things. So today we bring you animal news, but she has to do it because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. She has to make the time up.
The votes are already rolling in.
Are
CJ
they?
Has tweeted a screenshot of him voting for us.
Excellent. Thank you, CJ. Very good. So all of that. And, of course, a game of band or wrestler. Donald Trump tweeted that video of him having a fight with a man with some news as a head. So to celebrate that, we will be playing band. Is it a band or is it a wrestler? On Talk Radio before 4. It's 3:30 now, just about. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news headlines.
Talk Radio.
An inquiry looking at the historical abuse at a children's home in Jersey has recommended the site should be demolished. The Haute de la Garenne, which was dubbed the House of Horrors, was where hundreds of crimes were carried out over decades before it was shut down in the 1980s. The report has warned children in care on the island may still be at risk. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt has more.
It's a report that is hard-hitting, damning even, and I think will come as quite a shock, even to those people who were involved in the residential care system over, what, since the Second World War, that this report has been examining.
A teenager has admitted killing a 7-year-old girl who was found with severe stab wounds on a playing field in York earlier this year. The 16-year-old denied murdering Katie Ruff, but she has pleaded guilty to manslaughter by diminished responsibility. Low pay and poor working conditions are being blamed for a rise in the number of nurses and midwives leaving their profession. There's been a 51% increase in just 4 years, and the Nursing and Midwifery Council is warning of a recruitment crisis. Downing Street says it's not aware of any plans for the president to visit the UK in the next few weeks. It's after claims Donald Trump, who's coming to Europe, could give as little as 24 hours notice before coming here. And the Duchess of Cambridge has praised the ball boys and girls at Wimbledon, saying their work makes the game happen. Kate's on her first visit as a patron to the All England Club. The weather: rain will move eastwards tonight across Northern Ireland, Southern Scotland and Northern England. Drizzle will return for Wales and South West England. Dry elsewhere with lows of 9 degrees. Tomorrow there'll be sunny spells for many, and any rain in the north will slowly ease. Highs of 23. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
But before we do, animal news. I just want to tell you
that
Big Boss Denny has sent me an email.
Big Boss Denny has sent you an email?
Yeah.
Right.
So at 3, we were talking about you, John, wrestling.
Yes.
Or having some sort of fight. And
I talked about which of the people in the building you would most like to see wrestling each other.
Yes.
One of which was me.
Yes.
And the other one was
Denny.
But the boss
yeah.
Denny. Having a wrestle together, a manly wrestle like out of the film Women in Love.
I've not seen that film, but it doesn't sound manly.
Well, let's hear the email and then I'll tell you what happened.
Okay, well, I've printed it off so you can see it. It's a genuine email. So Denny said, having just suffered a boxing opponent pull out after seeing a video of my previous clashes, I'd be delighted to accept John's offer of a bare-knuckle contest. It's not even wrestling, a bare-knuckle fight.
That wasn't part of the deal.
Well, he's upped it, John.
He has upped the game.
How do you feel about this?
Well, I see his offer of a bare knuckle fight.
And you raise him?
I wouldn't do that. And I do raise him, actually. Mm-hmm. I raise it. You know, I mentioned Women in Love, the D.H. Lawrence novel.
Which I've not seen.
What, you've not seen the novel?
I don't even know what you're on about.
I've not read it.
Oh, wait, so D.H. Lawrence wrote Women in Love, but there's this famous scene when it was filmed with Oliver Reed. And Alan Bates wrestling naked as the day they were born.
You want to wrestle Denny naked?
Well, I haven't finished yet.
No.
On a hearth rug in front of a roaring fire.
That sounds like it's not wrestling, John.
I think it started off as wrestling. Anyway, so I'm just saying that...
You want to get cosy with our boss?
Oh, there's nothing cosy about it. I think I've seen Denny fight, and he's a weak opponent.
Oh my god!
And I will take him down.
I bet you will.
I will fight. He's going to send you another email for that. You realise that? Now you said that. He's listening to this out there. Hi, Denny.
He's literally just in the control room with his shirt off, beating his chest,
ready to go. oiling himself up for a bout of Greco. Anyway, we'll bring you that shot on live on the show tomorrow. Meantime, it's time for bonus news. It's animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Okay, so, continuing the joyous theme, it's all about weddings and babies in Animal News today.
Is it?
Yes. So, starting off with a tiny stillborn chihuahua, it was brought back from the dead.
What?
After
Thank God. I wonder where that was going. Yeah. Thank God for that. I mean, it wasn't very upbeat, was it? And then all of a sudden it was fine. Who brought it back from the dead?
Jeremy Corbyn? No. Oh. No, a vet spent 20 minutes massaging the little puppy's heart. Oh. And it was a happy ending.
What, the end of the massage?
What a treat for it. I mean, I'd want that if I'd just been brought back, wouldn't you?
That's not what I mean.
I wonder if Denny's got his shirt off.
Well, you were talking about being naked in front of the fire. Anyway.
Wow.
If we can carry on.
Next?
Yeah, let's do next.
Well, you can do more on that if you want.
The little puppy which survived is called Rory.
Rory.
That'll do. A safari park is celebrating a primate baby boom after two lemurs and three macaques were born in recent weeks.
Oh.
So Bresse was born earlier, I think today, at Blair Drummond Safari Park near Stirling. And she's the latest addition to the troop, which they now have 29 and they're from Gibraltar originally. Mm. After Butte entered the world 2 weeks ago and Barrow was born 2 months ago, all to different mums.
He was born to different mums. What? What?
Never mind.
How was a baby born to different mums?
No, there were three babies.
Oh, right.
To three mums.
Oh, okay. That makes
no
sense.
No twins or triplets.
That makes
here.
Sense now.
Mm. It'd be very odd for a triplet to be one lemur and two macaques or something, whatever it was.
No, but I was just talking about macaques.
Okay. What's wrong with them?
I was talking about the three macaques. I didn't name any lemurs. Right. Anyway,
sorry, were you talking about your macaques or your lemur?
I was talking about macaques. And I've got the best story. I've saved the best one till last.
Have you? Hang on a minute. The music's running out. You might as well start it. It hasn't run out yet.
No.
No.
Animal news.
Do you want some more music?
Mm-hmm. A man has married a crocodile.
Why?
Because it's a Mexican tradition that sees the mayor of San Pedro Jamilalu.
What?
I don't know how to say it. Oh, maybe Marta can help. Marta, how do you say this place name?
Marta's Spanish, everybody.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. It's San Pedro Jamilula.
Jamilula. Thank you, Marta.
Thank you, Marta.
You're welcome.
So the mayor of that place...
How do you say mayor, Marta? Sounds like she can't do that either.
Mayor.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. Of that place. He's called Victor.
Yeah.
He tied the knot with a crocodile because it's a tradition that allegedly brings good luck to fishermen. And in case you were wondering, the croc, who's nicknamed Princess, has her jaws tied together in a ribbon...
Oh,
wears a dress pretty. And a veil.
A dress?
Yeah. I've retweeted a video. My Twitter handle is Victoria_born.
You have to write that whole thing out with it. It's VICTORIAU.
The symbol. Underscore.
Oh, SYM.
No, just the symbol. Right. Underscore. Yeah, the little
emoji
line.
For it.
It's not an emoji. My surname is spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. Anyway, I've retweeted a video. It's amazing. And he kisses the crocodile. And he's dancing with it.
Standing upright.
It's a little one. What? The crocodile... The crocodile.
The what?
The crocodile is baptised before it gets married.
So, but then what happened? I mean, does he have to live with it? I don't understand what happened.
I don't know
is
what
happened.
Is there
happens. A happy ending?
Well, I don't know. People in the office were asking me.
Asking you what?
Whether they will consummate the marriage.
Yeah.
And I don't know. But it happens every year. So if he's been the mayor for a while, he might have lots of crocodile wives.
Right. It sounds a bit cruel to me. I don't know, dressing up a
weird
crocodile.
Weird Mormon crocodile mayor.
I'm just speculating about the multiple crocodile wives. But there's a video. Okay, watch great. It.
All right. Thanks, Victoria.
It's okay.
Victoria there with bonus news. She does it because her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. Her macaques are smaller than they were. And so we bring you bonus news. That was Animal News.
Animal News.
Thanks, Victoria.
That's all right.
Next, we'll be playing a game of band or wrestling. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to?
My name is Kandas. I'm 34 years old, football lover, father of one. I live in Northeast London. Before I became partner with Uber, I was working as a parcel delivery driver. It was a bit of a nightmare. So much pressure. You know, it mentally affects you. I heard about Uber just end of 2014. Everything's done by app. No one's giving you pressure. You get to meet quite a lot of people, especially at night time after 12. So it's really fun talking to them. I got more freedom. I can work the time I want. I really enjoy what I'm doing. I can see my daughter more often now. She's in year 7 now, so I got more time for her. I'm visiting more countries now, and I'm going to do a few more educational courses as well.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to? Visit uber.com/driveuk to find out more.
The race is on this summer.
I'm coming for you, Storm.
Good luck out there. You're going to need it.
Do your kids need refueling? Take a pit stop at Subway Stores and get a 4-inch sub, a drink and a snack. Plus, get an exclusive Disney Pixar Cars 3 toy with every kid's pack. 4 to collect. Disney Pixar Cars 3 in cinemas July 14th. Subway. Keep discovering. Available for a limited time only at participating stores while stocks last.
If you still haven't gotten around to finding out if you ever had PPI, then it's probably time you did. Because even though there's still time to claim before the PPI deadline, time is the one thing that will eventually run out. All you have to do is text the word PLEASE to 60777 and the claims guys will conduct a free search to discover if you ever had PPI. You can then claim the money yourself or let the claims guys do it for you. It's your choice. Isn't it time you texted PLEASE to 60777?
The claims guys.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Staffordshire, M6 southbound junctions 10A to 10, the outside lane was blocked by an accident. That's been moved out the way now, but traffic's still very slow. Also in Staffordshire, the A500 at Audley eastbound between the Audley turnoff and the Tock roundabout, the inside lane's closed by a broken down vehicle. Lincolnshire, the A1 at Marston southbound at the Tollbar Road junction, it's blocked with queuing traffic because of an accident. M4 at Cardiff eastbound, junctions 33 to 32, the inside lane is blocked by a multi-vehicle accident, so expect delays here. I'm Stuart Watt.
Jane is wrapped in Hawaiian seaweed at the Paradise Spa. Her hands have been moisturized with cucumber-infused foam. All because she purchased a new mobile phone deal from Carphone Warehouse. Switch with us and save on average £152 compared with shopping elsewhere. What will you spend it on? Carphone Warehouse. We compare, you save.
Saving compared with major networks over 24 months. Promotional incentives excluded.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, good afternoon. A lot of news around, of course, as you've been hearing. We know Donald Trump has had a fight with a man who has the news as a head. There's some tennis on. I don't know whether you're a fan of tennis, but just to bring you up to speed with it, we've been keeping you up to date with it all afternoon. Of course, Timmy Murray has been playing on the court, and
he did a win.
Timmy Murray.
Yeah, he's won.
He did it. He did it.
He's won his first game,
and he did that.
I can break that news.
Thank you. And he did that by serving the bat thing at the other person, who I think was Bjorn Borg or something probably, and
Bjorn Bjork,
and then there's tennis. So that's brought you up to date with that, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Great. But it's all very complicated. The news is complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my ball boy around it.
No. Well, you don't have to, because we're here with the news analysed, dissected and investigated via the medium of Japanese poetry. It just makes it easy to understand. Seven syllables, five syllables and seven... No, the other round. Five syllables, seven syllables. I said it was complicated. And five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Andy Murray conceives second child, which means there's no need for new balls.
And yes! In haikus. By the way, Lee has been in touch regarding the story about the mayor of the Mexican town who married a crocodile.
That
Victoria was talking about there in Animal News and tweeted a video. He said he's just watched the video of the mayor marrying a crocodile in the Mexican village, and the crocodile looks well underage. So
we shouldn't have really made light of it then, really.
Not really, no. It's awful. Anyway, so Donald Trump, for it is he, has, of course, been fighting a man with a news logo as a head. You've probably seen that video. It went viral, of course, and Trump spent his weekend tweeting it about and so on and so forth. So to celebrate that next turn of crazy in the world of Trump, we play Band or Wrestler. So the video originated, it seems, back when Donald Trump had quite a lot to do with, was it WWE wrestling, I think Donald Trump
had
a lot to do with. And back in the day, he had a sort of mock fight with another billionaire.
Vince
McMahon, thank you. It was something to do with the wrestling, wasn't it?
Well, he owns it.
He owns the wrestling. Yeah. All right, anyway, there it is. So that was the video he tweeted, but put CNN logos there so he could throw the news to the ground on the viral video. Anyway, so we thought Band or Wrestler, that's what we're going to be playing. And let's meet today's contestant. He's called Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hi.
Hi. Hello, Rob. Good to talk to you. What do you do, Rob?
I'm a baker.
A baker.
Yes.
Question one, what's your favourite cake?
They're all great. Lemon drizzle.
Lemon drizzle. Strong cake, Rob.
Thank you very much.
Strong choice of cake. Oh, some baking going on in the background there. Good.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a quiet space to talk, but it's impossible.
Well, that's all right. We like it.
It's all right. The baking business is a noisy business, and we wouldn't want production to stop. People won't go without their pastries, Rob, and we wouldn't want them to. But thank you for taking time out of being elbow deep in some flour in order to play Band or Wrestler. What's your knowledge of wrestling like, Rob?
Oh, it's second to none, mate. Second to none.
Good. Well, it's going to help, because Cornelius, you like a bit of wrestling, don't you?
Not really.
Okay, good. So, I didn't mean like the sport. I meant you generally like a little bit of wrestling.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah. So, without any more ado, what I've got here is a list of things, gentlemen, and they're either the name of a band or the name of a wrestler, which could be a WWF, WWE-style wrestler, or could be a British wrestler from the 1970s when it was in its heyday. It's right, band okay. or wrestler. Here we go. It's Cornelius versus Rob. It's alphabetical order. Rob first. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. He's going to be keeping score for us. Ears down. Here we go. Rob first. Black Tiger. Black Tiger. Is that a band or a wrestler?
That sounds like a death metal band.
It's a wrestler, I'm afraid. Black Tiger is a wrestler.
Never mind.
Cornelius.
Hi.
Tarantula.
Band.
Wrestler. American wrestler, Tarantula.
I bet they're a band as well.
Maybe, but not for the purposes of this, then. Rob, Howling Willy.
sounds like an STI.
hang on, let me just check the quiz. No, it's got just still band or wrestler. That's fine.
Howling Willy, that's got to be a wrestler.
It's a band!
Oh man.
White Wolf, Cornelius.
Band.
Wrestler.
Ah, I was going to say that, but there's
some. Well, then you didn't, so. Rollerball Rocco.
Rollerball Rocco, that's a wrestler.
It is, from the 1970s, yes, you're right. Mongolian Stamper.
I hope a wrestler.
It is a wrestler.
Excellent.
It is a wrestler. And over to you, Rob. Midget Job.
Sounds like much history.
delete.
Midget, yeah. Midget Job, that's got to be some kind of a team of wrestlers. It's like two small Scottish men, perhaps.
It's a band.
I thought it was your wrestling name, John.
Very funny, yeah.
Thank you.
Gorilla Monsoon.
Band.
Wrestler. The Snake. The Snake.
Is this me again?
Yes.
Oh, The Snake is... I'm going to say wrestler.
You'll be right to do so. He's a wrestler. The Snake is a wrestler.
Good stuff.
Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
Band or wrestler? Shipwreck.
Band.
Wrestler.
Oh no.
Terrible. Crybaby Carmen.
Band.
Is a wrestler. Proving more difficult than we thought, this, isn't it? This is one up your alley. No, it's Cornelius.
It's for me.
It is, but it's up Rob's alley, but he can't answer this because it's your go. Blind Lemon Cheesecake.
Band. You can't call a wrestler that.
Yeah, it's a blues singer, so I'm giving you that, yeah. Blues guitarist.
Oh, not a singer in blue.
Not he's in blue, no.
Oh, no.
You're getting Blind Lemon Cheesecake mixed up with Anthony Costa.
Yeah, sir.
But odd, if you go into Costa, I think they do sell cheesecake.
Oh,
so
it's confusing.
So only half a point for you
and
for that
you
one.
And you Dunkin'
so,
your biscuits in the coffee.
Yeah, half a Dunkin', good. No points then. Yeah, no points for that one. I'll take another two off. That's right. Rob, band or wrestler, Kendo Nagasaki.
Sounds like a man. Could be both. A man who wrestles and plays a bit of skiffle.
Skiffle.
I'm going to say wrestler.
He's a wrestler, you're right. Wore a mask back in the 1970s. Cornelius, band or wrestler? Penis Flytrap.
Band.
Band, yeah, he's right. Rob, Cat Weasel.
I'm still laughing at Penis Flytrap. Cat Weasel, that's a band.
It's a wrestler. Cat Weasel was a wrestler. Oh, yeah. And Cornelius. Bum Snogger.
Wrestler.
I mean, what a weird wrestling move that would be. It's a band. They're a band. Getting to the end now. Metallic Gran.
Band.
Wrestler, would you believe? And finally, Cornelius.
Yeah.
Band or wrestler, Scroat Grinder.
Band?
Yes, a band, yeah. They are a death metal band, that's right. Right then, we're going to fire up the system now. Rob, let me explain what we do. Well, we've got a dial-up system here, so we have to put your details into it to get the scores out. So bear with us while we log on to dial that up. There we go. Just dialing that up now. It's a very slow system, so it does take a while, I'm afraid. So just bear with us, Rob.
Let's
keep an eye on your sponge while we're...
Hello?
There we go, we're in. Right, OK, just typing in the details to the system.
Sorry, Rob, how do you spell your name?
R, yeah. As in R. O, and B, the backwards D.
And a backwards D. Yeah, that's fine. Baker. Oh, you've won!
I've won. Fantastic.
That's the mystery prize.
Oh, what's he?
Congratulations!
What's he got? I mean, there aren't any prizes. So that's
nothing.
All right.
I just have no idea why that happened.
Okay, fine.
I'll print it off.
Oh, right, fine. It's quite a slow printer as well, I think. So just bear with us while it prints. There we go. Sorry, Rob, it's a daisy wheel sort of old-fashioned, not daisy, what do you call it, a dot matrix printer. It takes ages to...
Daisy.
Oh, that's fine, I can wait.
Yeah, this is fine. Oh. Still printing. There we go, it's coming out now. Ripping it off the printer. Cass, has the scores. We are looking for Cornelius versus Rob in a game of band or wrestler. In reverse order, please.
Con.
Yeah.
Got two.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're going to sneeze, Cass?
Excuse me, sorry.
Wow.
She's allergic to the number two.
and Rob got three.
You're right there.
Yeah, nobody's going to bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Well, I didn't think we said that to witches. I thought you'd be offended.
Why? That makes no sense.
Well, because witches are about evil, aren't they? So, and bless you is like a...
I'll just finish the show.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't listening to that last score. What was it?
Rob won.
Yeah, Rob won.
What did he get?
No, he got Rob three.
You just said Rob got one.
No, I said Rob won.
Yeah, it's Cornelius two.
Rude, what?
Cornelius two, Rob won.
He got three.
I thought you said he got one.
No, so I said he three. Won.
Wait, I got three?
What? No, you would have had four. But John took away all your points for making a bad joke.
Congratulations, Rob. Well done.
Yay!
Well done, Rob.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Back to your cakes. There's Rob, winning band or wrestler, which we played, of course, because Donald Trump tweeted a viral video of himself wrestling a man with the head of the news that he put on his face. Speaking of news, there's more of it to come, of course, and after it at four...
I'll be wrestling with a few of the stories of the day, and
body
slamming a story. Oh.
No, good.
Nurses.
Leaving
in their droves. Yeah, no, not... Not nurses are terrible. Nurses...
Yeah, I know, but they're not going to work. They're quitting.
Yeah.
We don't like the ones that quit, do we?
Quitters. No. Well, that's what we're going to jolly well try to find out, whether we like them or hate them, in a new news game I'm playing on my show called Like or Hate, where each day we take a different public sector worker and decide whether we as the nation like or hate them.
This
today,
is good.
It's a tricky perennial, nurses, because they really divide the nation, don't they? Yeah. They're like the Marmite of public sector workers. Yeah. You either like nurses or you absolutely ruddy despise them. What side do I fall on? Well, find out after 4 o'clock. I'll be revealing my feelings on nurses. And tomorrow, firemen. Very greedy people. Always got a hand out. Yeah. Haven't they? They've always got their hand out.
Always off painting and decorating in the daytime,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah.
They're nothing like our noble MPs.
I'll tell you something true, actually. That is... it's like known, but it's not off public record until now.
Yeah.
Policemen and firemen hate each other. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a secret beef that exists all around us, but is not spoken about a great deal. But there is a big animosity that exists between the police force and the fire brigade. And very often, in the worst of circumstances, they find themselves working together. And now, if I find myself in a situation where there are both police and firemen around, which happens to me frequently, believe it or not.
Yeah, I do believe it.
I like to just observe how they interact. Because,
well, we'll all be doing that now. Where do the ambulance people stand on this when they go to...
Don't know, but they're often called along shortly afterwards because it can get a bit nasty. So we'll be going through all these greedy pigs and finding out a little bit of dirt on all of them.
They didn't call them pigs anymore. Sam Delaney with you next on Talk Radio with all the subjects. We're back tomorrow at 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.